Gemara 9:15. Okay. How am I going to run through Parsha Shmini? Okay. Everyone is invited to Dr. Liam Shear. It's on the occasion of Rav Yitzchak Hanan's yard site, and the Marmot Chaimis are posted. Okay. We're going to talk about the Pnei Yeshua on the first daf in, that we learned a few months ago. The first daf in Ketzim Levarchim. The Gemara says Svarahu. So does Svarah mean that it's a Din Deraisa, Din Derabanan? Okay? That is the topic of the Shear. Yesterday we went through the two brises, the one on Chesam Ebeis, the first brise from the Tosefta where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai gives his opinion. And the second brise Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is quoting in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So they seem to be contradictory. The first brise says that the cutoff point we should assume that the mitzvah Kriya Shema Shel Laila and the mitzvah Kriya Shema Shel Yom can't be fulfilled at the same time. If it's b'shach b'cha, if it's zman shchiva, then it's not zman kima. Heard it's a tarte b'sasu. So the first price sounds like it says that the cutoff point is amud ha-shachar. You can recite kriya shma shel arvis right before amud ha-shachar. You can recite kriya shma shel shachris after amud ha-shachar. Second price where he quotes Rabbi Akiva, sounds like the cutoff point is hanetzachama. You can fulfill kriya shma shel laila up until hanetzachama. You can only begin to fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shachris after Hanetzachama. That's what it sounds like. So the problem is that the Rif quotes both and he says, be paskan like both. So the Baal Mor starts to scream, how is that possible? It's the Chastira. If it's Zman Shchiva, it can't be Zman Kima. So if you hold like the Rosh, yesterday we spoke about the Rosh in connection with the Tap Tesis. The Tap Tesis on Tesam and Aleph. Yes, the Kasha, according to the second Brisa, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the name of Rabbi Akiva, that a person can recite Kriya Shema once right before Hanetzacham, once right after Hanetzacham, and fulfill the both obligations of Kriya Shema Shel Laila and Kriya Shema Shel Boker. So Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara say a bigger Chiddush, Lis Mishtei Pa Mekodem Hanetzacham? Why not say a bigger chiddush? So Tosfos understands that just because you can fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Laila up until Hanetzachama does not necessarily mean that you cannot begin to fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shachris until after Hanetzachama. You do have overlap. There's a period of time that it's both called Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. And Tosfos even thinks that you can fulfill, but you can say Kriya Shema twice in the same time period in between Alos HaShachar and Hanetzachama, and B'yotzei both for Kriya Shema Shel Laila and for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So Tosfos says, let's see, what do they say? V'yintamer lisni shtei pam kodem Hanetzacham b'ha b'rufus etvei v'il kodem Hanetzacham b'zman Kriya Shema. What do they ask? Yishleimar. That it's not Yamama for Kriya. Okay, so the first answer they give is that you cannot, Nachamu. They say you cannot fulfill both. Yeshlami Kiri Prishna, the Hayyamama Lin Yashar Mitzvahs. When the Gemara says that before Hanetzachama is considered Yom, that's based on the Mishnah Megillah, that if a person blows Shofar, or reads the Megillah, recites Hallel, or shakes a Lulav, after Alos HaShachar, B'diyevet, he's Yotzei. But you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema. I'm learning Kriya Shema, Halikin Shvigon, Allah's Man Kimahu. So Tosfos in the answer, Tosfos in the Kasha, thought that you can be Yotzei Kriya Shema before Hanetzacham. But then they give the answer, you cannot be Yotzei Kriya Shema before Hanetzacham. Then they ask, how can it be? But this is Rabbi Akiva speaking, and Rabbi Akiva on Amid Beis says the Farish that you can fulfill Kriya Shema before. So this, the first answer they give is Yeshlam with Chaitan Ali Rabbi Akiva. The two versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. And according to this version that appears in this brayser, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, there's a strict cutoff point of Hanetzachama. Before Hanetzachama, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Yom. up until Anetzacham is the Zman of Kriya Shema Shal Laila, and Zman Shal Zeh Lok is Zman Shal Zeh. You can't call the same time period Zman Shchiva Zman Kiva. So according to this version of Rabbi Kiva, you cannot recite Kriya Shema before Anetzacham. That's the first answer that Taz gives. Then they say, Inami Yesh Laimar. When the Braisa calls it Yimama, when the Gemara says Li'olam Yimama Hu Afilu Gavi Kriya Shema, it's also Yimama. Because Makimahi, you can say Kriya Shema twice in the same time zone, in between Alos HaShachar and Hanetzachama. If you say Kriya Shema twice, you can be yotzei both for Kriya Shema Shalayla and Kriya Shema Shal Yom. But so why doesn't the Braisa say, isn't that a bigger chiddush? So Taisa says no. That would taka be true, Taisa says. If you say Kriya Shema twice, in between Alos HaShachar and Hanetzachama, you would taka be able to be yotzei both. And there are no two versions of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva taka says you can be yotzei Kriya Shema before Hanetzachama. And Amad Basi says, Mishiyakir, one of the Mishiyakirs is before Hanetzachama. He wants to tell me a bigger chiddush. Even though there are people laying in bed until 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's why. So that's why the Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is so late. So one might have thought that up until the Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is still the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. I would have thought that you can recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis up until 2.5 hours after sunrise. So that's the chiddush of the Braisa. The cutoff point for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is on Eitzacham. But according to the Inami Yeshlam, according to the last five lines in Tosfos, the din is taka true. If you say Kriya Shema twice in that time period, in between Alois HaShachar and Zricha, you'll be able to be yotze both the mitzvah Kriya Shema Shel Laila and the mitzvah Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So we mentioned yesterday that the Rosh, this in Shulchan Aruch, they accepted the Rosh's opinion. The Rosh disagrees and he says no, that true, you can be yotze. What Taisa said, that Rabbi Akiva says, the Feirish on test on the base, you can be yotze Kriya Shema before Hanetzachamo. The Rosh accepts that. That is correct. But you cannot be yotze Kriya Shema Shel Laila and Kriya Shema Shel Boker in the same time period. That's a tarta disasri. If you didn't recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you didn't have Maariv yet, until after Alois HaShachar, then you have Maariv with the Kriya Shema, with the Brachas, with the Shmona Esrei, then you have to wait to recite Kriya Shema Shel Yom after Hanetzachama. And if you have a big shas, and if you have a situation where you want to, for some reason or another, you want to recite Kriya Shema Shel Yom before Hanetzachama, then you better make sure that you're going to say Kriya Shema Shel Laila before Alois HaShachar. You cannot have both during the same time period. That's what the Rosh says, and that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Not like the last four lines, the last five lines in Tosfos says, they don't see any contradiction. They don't see any tie to this. You can label the same time period both as Zman Shchiva and as Zman Kima.
If Rabbi Kiva really meant to say both, they would say
before Hanetz, after Hanetz.
For both of them, then why would he have said it in two separate memories? If he held both ways by saying it twice, it just confuses everybody. If you say it at once, the Pamim
Well, I think on Tes Amud Beis, he's talking what is the earliest time. When is the earliest you can fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? And here he's talking about when is the latest you can recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. He's working on two different aspects. The question is, how do they combine together? So the first opinion in Tosfos is Zmano Shel Zeh Lok Zmano Shel Zeh. The first opinion in Tosfos is that according to Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, you cannot begin to fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shachris until after sunrise. Wow. So all of us sikin, no one's yotze. All of us sikin, the first minion all over the world, no one's yotze. According to the first opinion in Tosfos, Yesh Laima, Ina. What do they say? Treitanai Libra Rabbi Akiva. According to the first opinion in Tosfos, this Braisa holds that you cannot be yotze Kriya Shema before Hanetzachama, period. The earliest time to fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is after Hanetzachama. I, Rabbi Akiva himself, says not so on the base. There are two versions of Rabbi Akiva. That's the first answer of this. That'll pose big problems. Halacha Maisa. Everybody, a lot of people say Kriya Shema before. Then the second answer Tosfos says is no. There's no contradiction. No contradiction. But Tosfos doesn't. Rabbi Akiva on Tes on the base saying the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And here he's talking about the latest time to say Kriyash Mashal Arvis. He doesn't mean to say that you can't fulfill Kriyash Mashal Shachris until after sunrise. No, the Yardim, you can tackle say Kriyash Mashal twice in the same time period. That wouldn't pose a problem. He just means to emphasize that even though there are people lazing around in bed till 10 o'clock in the morning, you cannot daven Ma'ariv after Hanetzach Ha'am. That's what Rabbi Akiva is driving at. But you can even say both Kriyash Mas in the same time period. So the Rosh doesn't agree with that. The Rosh thinks that that's out of the question. To recite Kriyash Ma twice in the same time period, that's a tar to the sa. So you can't, and any one given that, you can't label the same Zman as Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Tesi doesn't see what's wrong.
It's only like the Vasachas we have with Shtei Drachim, but Tarta Tzach is two Shitas, meaning either passing like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanon, but here it's the time period is both. So if you do it, the Tosas Pisparo makes a little more sense.
The Tesi says there's no problem even to do both at the same time. Yeah. That's how Tesi says. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch they've accepted the Roshes. Okay, so again, so the Rif writes on these two brises. He accepts both. The Baal HaMor says, "How can you accept the both brises? They contradict each other." The Baal HaMor understood. He says so explicitly. You cannot have the same time period labeled both as Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. So if the first brise claims that the cutoff point is Alos HaShachar, so goodbye. So after Alos HaShachar, you cannot fulfill Kriyash Mashal Laila, because you can fulfill Kriyash Mashal Shachris then. According to the second brisa, the cutoff point is Hanetzach Ha'am. So it cannot be. It cannot be that you accept both brises. They contradict each other. You say like the Rosh, so nothing contradicts anything. The Rosh says that that time period in between Alos HaShachar and Hanetzach Ha'am, if you want to use it for Kriyash Mashal Laila, then you can't use it for Kriyash Mashal Boker. If you want to use a Kriyash Mashal book, you got to make sure you say Kriyash Mashal Laila before Los HaShachar. Yeah, according to the Rosh, you can accept both of the brises. It's not a contradiction. So here we started discussing the topic yesterday. There is a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamed Zayin, which the Tosis refers to on Tesam Beis. This is, refers you to the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara says in Yuma that some kind benefactors made major donations to the Beis Hamikdash and Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And we mention them and they go down in Jewish history as wonderful people because of the wonderful donations that they made. So one of the people was, I think Hileni Hamalka donated Nivresha Shel Zohav, some golden menorah that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and when the sun would start to shine on the menorah, so all over Yerushalayim they would see the sparkling rays of the sun reflecting from the menorah. So what's so great about that? So everyone knew that it's Higia Zman Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris. So what does that mean? That you cannot fulfill Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris till after the sunrise. That's what it sounds like. You cannot fulfill Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris till after the sunrise. And that's perhaps the simple reading of the Braisa on Chesam Beis with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the name of Reb Akiva, that the cutoff point is Hanetzach Ha'am. After Hanetzach Ha'am is the beginning of this month that you can fulfill the mitzvah Kriyash Mashal Shachar. That's what it sounds like. So what do you do with the Mishnah on Tesam Beis that it says you can recite Kriyash Ma Mishayakir, either Mishayakir bin A and B or C and D or E and F, a whole bunch of Mishayakirs, but all the Mishayakirs are before Hanetzach Ha'am. After the sun rises above the horizon, of course it's Mishayakir and everything. The first time in the Mishnah says Mishayakir mitchelus lelova. The Gemara says tchelus lelova, even if it's pitch black at night, you can tell the difference. One is dark and one is white. Even if the moon is not shining, you can tell the difference. So the Gemara says no. What it means is ben tchelus shebo lelovan shebo. What does that mean? Ben tchelus shebo lelovan shebo. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi translates ben tchelus shebo gizas tzemer shetzva tchelus. You have wool that was dyed tchelus, and the dye didn't set in on all of the wool. The yeshba mekayim shalot ola sham atzeva yofa. Some spots didn't turn blue. The dye didn't affect it. So to tell the difference between the tchelus and lavan, a dark color sweater and a white shirt. That's very easily distinguishable, even in the middle of the night, the Gemara says. But to see on a dyed garment that there's a white spot, so that's already harder to notice. So Rashi learns that that's the pshat. Mishiyakim in tchelu shebo, the lov mishebo. Tosis, it says on the right-hand margin, on Testament base. Now that line in the Gemara, the third line after it says Gemara, after the Mishnah it says Gemara. So in the third line of the Gemara, when it says tchelu shebo, the lov mishebo, so on the right-hand margin, they give you instructions to look on the Tosis and Menachas. Docha pirush Rashi, docha pirush shebo penacher. Tosis says, no. It says, Arisa Moso is chartem is kol mitzvos Hashem asisem oisam. So the Gemara says, Arisa Moisai, when you look at the tzitzis, then you'll remember, zechartem rei mitzvah zu schar mitzvah cheres. When you look at this mitzvah of tzitzis with the tcheles, then you'll remind yourself, you'll remember that it's time to perform another mitzvah, which is the other mitzvah, kriyashma, as it says in the Braise, as it says in the Mishnah, mishiyakir ben tcheles lelovin. So you see the Gemara's interpreting, tcheles shebo lelovin shebo, the Gemara's interpreting, it goes on the chutei hatzitzis. You can tell the difference between the white strings and the blue strings, or the krichas around, so sometimes you wrap around, sometimes you wind around with the blue string, sometimes you wind around with the white string, so that's more difficult to distinguish between one and the other. If it's dark outside, then it is to distinguish between a dark jacket and a white shirt. Dark jacket and a white shirt is a dead giveaway that you can tell. The strings that are wound around is hard. Okay, basically the same as Rashi, except that Tais made it more religious. That's what it says in the Gemara. You look at the tzitzis, and this will remind you of the mitzvah of reciting Kriyashma. You'll know that it's Igiyazma. So that's the first time it says, Mishiyakim ben tchelus lovin. Second time it says, ben tchelus lekarsi. That's later, because karsi is green, and tchelus is whatever, dark blue or something. So they're closer in color, so that's more difficult to distinguish. Then the Gemara has another two opinions. Mishiyakim ben zev lekelev, that's Reb Meir. Then Rabbi Kiva says, Mishiyakim ben chamor la'arod. And Achere Mamre, Mishiyiris Chaver, Berichuk Dalaramas, Viyakirenu. Mishiyakiris Chaver, Berichuk Dalaramas. That's how we say Bikitsa. So there are five suggestions, five different Shurim and Mishiyakir. But all the five Shurim are before Hanetzachama. They're all before the sun rises. So that was the issue that all the Rishon embraced. How can the second Braisa on the bottom of Chesam Ebei say that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyash Mashal Shachris until after Hanetzachama? It's against all the five Tanoim on Testament base. Everybody says Mishiyakir. Doesn't it contradict each other? So that's what Tosfos made one suggestion. I'll leave it again. It's two versions of what the Tana said. That's very difficult to say like that. To say that it's a machloikis. Here the Gemara says on the top of Testament Aleph, on the second line, Amar Abacha Rab Chanina Amar Rab Shulam Leva Halacha Kereb Shemesh Amar Shem Rab Akiva. We should accept the position that Rabbi Akiva was quoted as having said, that the earliest time you can say Kriyashma is on Eitz Hacham. Then Igmar says on Amid Beis that we accept Halacha Ke'acher. Omer Avun Halacha Ke'acher. And then Abaye changes it a little bit. Abaye L'Tfilin Ke'acher. The earliest you can say Brach on Tfilin is Mishiyak HaSchaver Berichuk Dal Ramas and L'Kriyashma Kiva Sikin. What is Vasikin? Vasikin Oigamimos and Hanei Tzachama, in order that they should say Kriyashma right before the Hanei Tzachama, the Shmanes Vareif Hanei Tzachama, and that's a fulfillment of Yura Ucho Im Shamash. Abai is basically saying the same as Ravuna, that he passed on like Acherin, Mishiyakir is Chaver. So really, you can say Kriyashma Mishiyakir, let's say like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, Mishiyakir is 30-35 minutes before sunrise, let's say like that. So you can really say Kriyashma then. But then you won't have smichas gula letfilo like vasikin. You'll have to, if you daven in the first minute, you're going to daven in shmon esrei early. Okay, so you won't have vasikin. But basically, that's okay. That's what Rav Huna says. We pass on like acherim. Abai says, but we wouldn't recommend. We talk a pass on like acherim. You can fulfill kriyashma at the point of mishiyakir eschaver berichik dal ramas, but we wouldn't recommend it. We would recommend you should do like vasikin, that you say the Kriyashma right before Hanetzacham and the Shema Nesri right after Hanetzacham. But everything's put together, Abaye with Rafuna, it's all against the previous Gemara. So how can it be over here? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, the earliest you can say Kriyashma is Hanetzacham, and then Abaye and Rafuna say, it's not true, you can recite Kriyashma Shal Shachar Mishiachar Eschaver, earlier than that, way earlier than that. It's a contradiction. So some of the Rishonim say it's Taka Machlokes, and so they have to figure out, how do you paskin? Should you paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who thinks the din is like Rabbi Akiva? Or should you paskin like Abaye, who thinks that the din is like this this version over here, this Mishiachar, Acherem Mishiachar? So the Rishonim say, well, it's, even though we usually paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Amos and Tesis had the right, and they won the end of Megillah, the Gemara had a Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, which has the higher level of Kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis HaMedrash, which are you permitted to convert into which? Malam HaKodesh Be'em Moridin. So Rabbi Yechanan thinks that a Beis HaKnesses has a higher level of Kedusha, you're permitted to convert a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, but not the reverse. And then the Gemara says, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi disagrees. And the Gemara presents in such a way that we all know that din is like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Tosa, you see from that Gemara, whenever Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he passes like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What if it's because Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi were contemporaries? So we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Whenever Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with any contemporary of his, he disagrees with Reish Lakish, or he disagrees with Rav, Rav Rabbi Yechanan Alech, Rabbi Yechanan Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan Alech, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with this Talmud Rabbi Lozer, so we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. But there's one of his contemporaries, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he beats out Rabbi Yechanan. Fine, we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But if it's Rabbi Shua ben Levi disagreeing with Abai, Abai is a few generations later, so then the Rishonim say, Hilchos HaKibasroi, we're going to pass like we're going to pass on like Abai. So some Rishonim take it that it's Taka Machlokes HaTanoim, like this says, Trei Tanoi Ali v'Rabbi Akiva. If you pass on like Rabbi Akiva, you can't pass on like any of the five Shitas Mashiachir. And it's a Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Levi says we should pass on like Rabbi Akiva here, and Abai says we should pass on like Rabbi Akiva, like Acherim over there, and we pass on like Abai, Hilchos HaKibasra. Yeah. That's one version. And then the other Rishonim say, no, where did you make a machle? Inami Yeshloima. Tosa said in the second instance, Inami Yeshloima. There's no Trei Tanoi Ali v'Rabbi Akiva. There's no contradiction. Either the way Tosa says, all Rabbi Akiva meant to say was that after Hanetzach Hama is too late to fulfill Kriyas Shema Shalayla. Or the way the Rosh said, that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that you can't have a Tarta D'Sasri. But if you'll be avoiding Tarta D'Sasri, you can say Kriyas Shema before Hanetzach Hama. It's not a problem. But there were some Rishonim who understood that halacha ki Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and that's sof pasuk, we should paskal. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, and that's it. And you can't fulfill Kriyas Shema before Hanetzach Hama. And to support their position, they quoted that Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Zayin, that it says the Nevresh, the purpose of this wonderful donation to the Beis HaMikdash, the Nevresh Shel Zohar, was the Shar Amad Yerushalayim, for all the people in Yerushalayim, they should know that it's after Hanetzach Hama and it's Higi Azman Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, that you're able to recite Kriyas Shema. So some Rishonim take it Kipshuto, that the Gemara in Yuma means to say you cannot fulfill Kriyas Shema before Hanetzach Hama. So then the problem is, but the Gemara says over here, Amar Abai Halacha Ke'acherim, the Gemara says you say Kriyas Shema Kivasikin. So that's what the Baal HaMor comes up with, his whole fantastic interpretation. He says, when the sun starts to rise above the horizon, that's already Hanetzach Hama. So even according to Rabbi Akiva and Ches on the base, it's Higi Azman Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis. And that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara Yuma says on Daf Lamed Zayin. When the sun starts to reflect its rays off of this Nevresh Shel Zav, on top of the base HaMikdash, it's Higi Azman Kriyas Shema, before Takeinat Yotze, say before. Aye, but it says over here, Abai recommends you should recite Kriyas Shema ki Vasikin. Vasikin used to recite Kriyas Shema before Hanetzach Hama. He says, not true. They recited Kriyas Shema im Hanetzach Hama. What? So the Baal HaMor says there are three different zmanim: before Hanetz, after Hanetz, and during Hanetz. What's during Hanetz? Between the time that the sun starts to rise above the horizon and the time that the entire ball of the sun is above the horizon. What is he making up his own things? So he said, no, innocent. He says, it's HaGemara and Psochim in the first parak. The Gemara Pesachim talks about there's a din men haTorah, the chametz only also b'achil b'ano after chatzos on Erev Pesach. And the Rabbanon, they made chumras an hour before, 2 hours before. Why do they make the chumras with the Rabbanon? Why don't they just leave it on the din there, right? So they're afraid. Adam Torah Shoachas, Adam Torah Shteishos. People make a mistake 1 hour, 2 hours. And the Gemara relates this topic of how far does it make sense to make exeder the Rabbanon, the forbid Achilas Chometz and Hanov Chometz and Er Pesach, how far in advance of Chatzos? And the Gemara relates it to the topic of Haggadah Seidus. when the Eidim come and they testify that Reuben borrowed $100 from Shimon, or Reuben killed Shimon, so the Bezdin asked them, when did it happen? So they say it happened on Wednesday afternoon, the week after Purim. And then they say, well, what time was it? So one of them says it was 12:45, one of them says it was 1:15. So I don't know what the din would be, Bizman HaZed, that everybody goes around with watches and there are clocks on the wall. But Bizman HaGemar, they didn't have watches. So the Gemara says, one of them says it's 12:45, one says 1:15. Is this the same thing? How can they know exactly what time it is? Adam Toyev Achatzi Shah, Adam Toyev B'Sha'achas, Adam Toyev B'Shteishas. So that's okay. Even though there's a slight contradiction between the Haggadah Seders, that's what the Or Sameach has such a suggestion. And the Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchas Seders, he says, Bizman Matan Torah, he thinks that they didn't ask Be'ez Shah Bayom. Because they didn't have, he says, it wasn't common that they had a sundial. So it wasn't well known what hour of the day it was. They would only ask, was it before Chatzai Sayyam or after? Was it AM or PM? But they wouldn't ask which hour of the day, because that most of the people would not know, so that's not fair to ask. And in the days of the Tanoim, that it became more popular that people used the sundials and they knew Eizah Shor Bayom, so then the Tanoim said that's included in the Din Deraisa, that you have to ask the witnesses with the Rashta V'chakarta V'shalta Eit, that Rish V'chakira requires to ask of the Yedin Be'ezah Shor. He thinks that Bizman Matan Torah, they probably didn't ask Be'ezah Shor, they just asked, was it in the morning or the afternoon? And after Matan, way after Matan Torah, Bizman HaTanan, they asked, maybe today, according to that Or Sameach, if one will say it's a quarter to one, one will say 1:15, it's very rare that someone's watch stops, and he thinks that it's a quarter to one, it's really 1:15. So maybe then we wouldn't accept the Yedin. So that daf from Sochim and the first parent, the Gemara is talking how much the people make a mistake. So the Gemara makes a comment. What happens if two Eidim come? One says the story happened before Hanetzach Hamah, before sunrise. The other one says it happened during sunrise. And another one says it happened after sunrise. So the Gemara says there are three different Zmanin that are very bold. They're very clear and obvious that they're different Zmanin. Before sunrise, during sunrise, and after sunrise. So the Balamar says, you see from the Gemara that the three different Zmanim. What do you mean during sunrise? So he says, the ball of the sun started to rise above the horizon, but it didn't completely rise above the horizon. So that's called Im HaNetzach Hamah. So he wants to interpret that that's the Kavana in the Gemara here. The Gemara says, the Vasikin, the Gemara in Yom means to say that you're not Yotze Kriya Shema before HaNetzach Hamah. Period. You're not Yotze. And that perhaps corresponds to Rebbe Akiva's opinion. You're not Yotze this. The second brayse on Chesam Beis. Not yet to Kriya Shema before Hanetzach Hamah. Aye, but it says, each time it says Mishiyakir, Mishiyakir, we don't accept these Mishiyakirs. That's like the first opinion. It says, Treitanoi, Alibu to Rebbe Akiva. We don't accept it. What do you mean you don't accept it? But the Gemara says, Halacha ke Acherim. So he said, that's what Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says, Halacha ke Acherim, we paskin like Acherim. That when is it Zman Kriya Shema, Mishiyakir is Chaver Berichik. We don't paskin like that, we paskin like Abaye. Abai says l'tfilin kacher. You can say a bracha on the tfilin. Tfilin is only by yom, not by laylo. So mishiyakir is chaver is enough yom. There's no problem. So you can say a bracha on tfilin. But l'kriya shma, he doesn't say the din is like acher. He says you should do like the vasikin. So what is it? What does it help to do like the vasikin? Vasikin is only to make smichas gulu l'tfilin. But bottom line, you're still saying the kriya shma before hanetzach hamah. So the Baal Mor says wrong. You're saying the kriya shma after hanetzach hamah. It's im hanetzach hamah. You're saying the kriya shma after the beginning of Hanetzach Hamah, and then you're going to say the Shemona Esrei after the Gemara of Hanetzach Hamah. That's how the Baal HaMor suggests. Ah, fantastic, Pshat. So that's not the common practice. Common practice when you have a Vasikin Minyan, or you have the first Minyan. So they say the whole Kriya Shema before the beginning of the sunrise. The Baal HaMor wants to suggest that the Gemara doesn't exist. The Gemara never said that that's the din. There is no such Gemara. The Gemara means you can't begin to say Kriya Shema the left the Tchilos HaNetzach Hamah.
And could be the Taretz the Gemara in Yuma that since Yerushalayim is on a mountain, so the sun rises is earlier?
The sun rises earlier, mean what? And it looks like it's rising earlier.
Than the sea level.
If it would have been sea level, it would have been later.
Yeah.
So it means that you can't fulfill Kriya Shema before Hanetzach Hamah. Okay? That's against the Baal HaMor. Okay. That's against the Baal HaMor. But the Baal HaMor has such a wild suggestion. He says he doesn't understand how the Rifkin passed like both brises, they contradict each other. He says we should pass like the second brise, that the cutoff point, it cannot be that there's one time period that is both good for Shach B'chav Kumecha. Cannot be. He doesn't accept what Taisus says. Doesn't accept the Rosh, doesn't accept Taisus. Has to be that you have to have a cutoff point. You cannot have the same period of time Yetzei B'shach B'cham B'kumecha. So he says we should follow the second Brisa. Why? Because this corresponds to the Gemara in Yuma. That's what he thinks. That you cannot begin to recite Kriyashma until after Hanetzachama. Either Gemara says later, Halacha Ke'acherim. So he says that's what Rav Huna says, Halacha Ke'acherim. That you can begin to say Kriyashma 35 minutes before sunrise. But Abai says not so. Abai says you say the bracha on the tefillin, Ke'acherim, 35 minutes before sunrise. But when you say the bracha on the tefillin, then you say Birchas HaShachar, then you say Korbanos, then you say Pesukah HaZimra. By the time you get to Kriyashma, it's already after Hanetz HaChama. Why? Kriyashma Ki Vasikin. I, the Vasikin, though, said before Hanetz, he says not true. The Vasikin said Kriyashma after Tchilas Hanetz, and he said Shman Esri after Gemar Hanetz. That's how he interprets in the Gemara. Tosis in Yume quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the end of a gigantic Tosis. A Tosis in Yuma, towards the end, finally quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says also like the Balamor, and he says the Vasikin did Shaloi Kedin. Says the Rabbeinu Tam couldn't imagine such a thing. After Tchilas Hanetz, after Gemar Hanetz, he didn't have such an imagination, like the Balamor said. Wow. So he said the Vasikin said before Hanetz Hachama, are you not Yotze? He says, so the Vasikin went on Yotze, Chsidim, and they did Shaloi Kedin. He said, the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that you're not Yotze Kriyashma. That's what it says in the Gemara Yuma. You're not Yotze Kriyashma before Hanetz HaChama. But then the Rabbeinu Tam throws in the Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Chof, that any Dovish and Mitzvah Sabayom, Lechatchili shouldn't fulfill before Hanetz HaChama. That's Lechatchila. That's not B'liyev. At first, the Rabbeinu Tam is pushing the Vasikin Ditcha like it did. They're simply not Yotze. The earliest time to recite Kriyashma is after Hanetz HaChama, not before, and don't rely on Vasikin and did Shaloi Kedin. And then he says, no, the Vasikin did Shaloi Kedin L'chatchila. L'chatchila, you should wait till after Hanetz HaChama. But B'liyevet, if you say earlier than Hanetz HaChama, B'liyevet, it would be good. See, these are the two versions of the Rabbeinu Tam as quoted in that gigantic Tosis in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin. But the bulk of the Tosis, the main sheet in Tosis, is the way the Tosis presents over here on Tesamid Beis. The Tosis says over here, what's going on over here? We have so many different zmanim. Everything contradicts everything else. It says, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that you can say Kriyashma till Gimel Shoaz Bayom. So the guy's saying Kriyashma at 9:30 in the morning. Then the other one is saying Kriyashma Kivasik, and the other one is saying Kriyashma Yeftah Netzachama. So which is it? Is it 9 o'clock? Is it Zman Kriyashma is 9:30 in the morning? Is it Vasikin? Or is it after Hanetzachama? So there have been, so Tosis, the main sheet in Tosis, that they're all correct. Vadai, the Zman Kriyashma begins Mishayakir, that's the earliest. And when you say Gimel Shoaz Bayom 9:30, that's so Zman Kriyashma. That's not the recommended Zman, that's so Zman Kriyashma. And Vasikin is a Hidol L'chatchila. That's the way we assume the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no contradiction between all the different Zmanim. Aye, but the Gemara says, when the Nevreshes, when the Menorah is reflecting the sun rays, then everybody knows that it's Zman Kriyashma. That's not the Zman Kriyashma. Zman Kriyashma preferably is Vasikin before. So Taisa says, come on, how many Hasidim are there going to be? How many people daven Vasikin? Less than 1% of the population. The rest of the people, you tell them it's Hanetz HaChama, so it's Higiyah Zman Kriyashma. But it doesn't mean that that's the correct Zman Kriyashma. The more correct Zman Kriyashma, more Meduyik is Taka like the Vasikin. If you can live up to such a shita, live up to such a style of living, is preferable. And if you can, so Kriyashma is after Hanetz HaChama. That's the main thrust in the Tosis. Then Tosis quotes the Mishnah Chavbeis on the base. Mishnah Chavbeis describes a person who's in the mikveh. This was at the time that Takanas Ezra was still in force. Before they repealed Takanas Ezra, saying you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to say Kriyashma before the Balkeri goes to the mikveh. So the Mishnah has Yorad Litvo, a man went into the mikveh to remove Tumas Balkeri to be allowed to daven. If he can, he looks on the clock on the wall in the mikveh. So you see, he knows that Alois Hashem, he knows that Hanetz HaChama sunrise, let's say is 9:50, is 7:15. and it's now 5 to 7. So if he knows he can get out of the mikveh, he can dry himself off and get dressed and say Kriya Shema, but he has 20 minutes to go. So let him get out, get dressed, and say Kriya Shema. Imlav, and if he sees it's 7:14 now, he only has 1 minute to go before Hanetzah Chama. So let him not go out of the mikveh and get dressed. Let him just quickly, let him recite Kriya Shema in the mikveh. What do you mean? He doesn't have his talis and tefillin on. He's not able to daven shachris now. No, let him say Kriya Shema, because if not, he's going to lose his chance. The last chance to say Kriya Shema is Hanetzah Chama. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Whose shita is that? Does the Mishnah follow? There was one opinion. In the Mishnah on Tes on the base, the Mishnah says, Rav Lezer Amar Bein Tcheles Lekarsi, and when is the latest you can recite Kriya Shema Ad Hanetzacham? Rav Lezer says, the latest time to recite Kriya Shema Shal Shachrit, the latest time is sunrise. The latest time is sunrise. Rav Shimon says, Ad Shalosh Shas Bayom, Sheken Derach Melochem Lam, Shalosh Shas Bayom. So the Gemara says, this Mishnah that says, where's that Gemara? Here, it's on Chof Heim and Beis, on the third line from the top, second line from the top. Yored Litvom Yochel Alas and Liskasis. It's 10 minutes after 7. He's looking on the clock in the mikveh, and he knows that the sun rises at 7:15. He simply doesn't have enough time to get out of the mikveh to dry off and to put on his clothes and to recite Kriya Shema. So he better say Kriya Shema while he's in the mikveh. He has to cover up Gilui Ever, he should cover up his head, he shouldn't say Kriya Shema without Kisur Asha. So the Gemara says, why is it the last chance to say Kriya Shema at 7:15? Leima Tana Stamik Rav Lezer Dama Ad Hanetzah Chama. Does this Mishnah follow Rav Lezer's opinion? How can it be? Rav Lezer Shamuti, we usually don't follow Rav Lezer's opinion. Why should it be a Stam Mishnah like Rav Lezer, that the latest time you can say Kriya Shema is Hanetzah Chama? The Gemara says, no, feel the time with Rabbi Yeshua. The Stam Mishnah and Daf Chav Beis and Beis can even follow Rabbi Yeshua, whose opinion is the accepted opinion. That can you can recite Kriya Shema till 9:30, till Gimel Shoaz Bayom. The Dilma Kiva Sikin. Even Rabbi Yeshua says that you can say Kriya Shema up until Sof Gimel Shoaz Bayom, but he also agrees that there's a Midas Chasidus of Vasikin. The Gemara says that it's not a contradiction. You hold like Rabbi Yeshua, and you hold like the Vasikin at the same time. Rabbi Yeshua Shita is the latest. The Sof Zman Kriya Shema, the Vasikin are giving a recommendation. The more correct time to recite Kriya Shema is Kiva Sikin, before Hanetzacham. So most of the Rishonim assume like that. That's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that there's no stira. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua Tzop Sholoshoes. We paskin Halacha Kacherim Mishiyakar Schadero is the earliest. And then Lachatchila, we would prefer to do like Vosikin, the Hainu, to have Kriya Shema immediately before Hanetzacham, and then the Shema Nisra immediately after Hanetzacham. What if the person is just not up to it? He can't. He doesn't want to daven Yechidus or whatever. He's not going to daven Kriya Shema Kibbutzikin. Doesn't have his talis and tefillin on. He's still in his pajamas. So you see from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis and Beis, but there's still a lachatchila to recite Kriya Shema Kibbutzikin. Even though you're not going to recite Shmona Esrei Kibbutzikin, you're not going to have the full Vasikin of Yeruchan Shamish, the Kriya Shema right before Neitzachama, and the Shmona Esrei right after Neitzachama with this Michas Gulut. You're not going to have the whole thing. The fellow's in the mikveh. He doesn't have his talis and tefillin on. He's not davening Shmona Esrei at all. But Kriya Shema Kevasikin is a hider bifnei atzma. Why is that a hider? What? Yiraucha im shamish? Yiraucha is like a half of Yiraucha im shamish. It could be.
And this is the brachos.
Yeah.
Is that clear that he does?
The Poshib Shat.
Maybe he's just not so mechwuli tefillah, but he is saying brachos?
The Poshib Shat is he only has time to say the Kriya Shema. That's the Poshib Shat. He's not even saying the brachos. The Poshib Shat is in the mikveh. He's only saying the psukim of the Kriya Shema, yeah. So the Ramban has a suggestion in the Mohammed. He thinks that this is a lachatchila derais. That this Kriya Shema kivasikin, to have vasikin, to have Kriya Shema right before Hanetzacham, Shmanes, right after Hanetzacham, that's based on the pasuk in Tilim Yeruucha im Shamish. But to have Kriya Shema kivasikin, to recite Kriya Shema before Hanetzacham, the Ramban thinks that's a hidur lachatchila derais because it says Bishoch Becho uvukumecho. And the Gemara at the end of the first parak discusses why does it say Belech Techo Vaderech? B'shiv Techo Beveisecho or Belech Techo Vaderech? Gemara discusses on Yud Aleph and Aleph that you have two chavs The two chaps means leches didach and shevis didach to the exclusion of mitzvah. That oisik be mitzvah patam and mitzvah. So I need the two chaps, b'shiftecha, b'lechtecha, to teach me the two aspects, the two forms of oisik be mitzvah patam and mitzvah. So the Gemara there on Yudal Hamarav only explains the two chaps on b'shiftecha, b'lechtecha. The Gemara never explains b'shachtecha, b'kumecha. How come there are chaps over there? So the Gemara, like Mokam Minichum and Hashemayim, the Gemara doesn't explain what are the other two chaps. So the Ramban and the long Lachamis on Ardaf, on Daf Tes, fills in. So he says the other chaf means to tell you the following, that although in Kol HaTarakula we usually establish a dinim based on what the Regilus is, what Roy Bnei Adam do, the Gemara a lot of times establishes halachas based on Roy Bnei Adam. Here, since it says in the singular, B'shach b'cha v'kumecha, it means when the miut b'nei Adam are waking up. He says, why does Rabbi Yeshua say in the Mishnah you can recite Kriyashma until Sof Gimel Shoes? Shekein derach b'nei Malachim lamad v'sof Gimel Shoes. Who is b'nei Malachim? Who's talking about b'nei Malachim? They're not Jewish. Jewish people don't wake up so late in the morning. So he says, you see that Rabbi Yeshua learned that from the Pasuk, B'shach b'kumecha, when the miut b'nei Adam, since it's in the singular, as opposed to the plural, so here the pasuk is implying that we should bedafke not go basa roi bnei adam, we should go basa miut bnei adam. Since miut bnei adam are waking up b'sof kimel shoaz bayom, so we stretch the zman kriyash matil adzman. And then also the Ramban says we recommend lachatchila hider to recite kriyashma before hanetzacham and kriyashma kivasikin, because the miut bnei adam are waking up at that time. And the pasuk says in the singular, to tell me it goes basa miut bnei adam. The correct zman lachatchila depends on miut bnei adam vasikin, and b'dieved you can the sof zman kriyashma is up until sof gimel shoaz bayom, because that's the miut, the rov bnei adam are somewhere in between there. It's not the vasikin zman and it's not the sof gimel shoaz. Normal people are waking up around the zricha time. The sun shines and it wakes them up. The sun shines through the window and they wake up. They didn't have alarm clocks in the days of the Gemara. So he says, the Mir bin Yodam are waking up kivasikin, and the Mir bin Yodam are lazying around in bed until Sof Gimel Shoaz. So the din was nikva here by the Mir bin Yodam.
Didn't the Talmud address this Gemara about candles?
Or can't come in? Vasikin. So he says the Vasikin did shalaki din.
Gemara says that he should do it. Is it a big feature like kivasikin?
He holds that that Gemara in Yuma contradicts it. Gemara in Yuma says that the Nevresha Shalzov would shine, Machlekes HaGemaris. And he says, Rabbi Akiva also says, on Chesam and Deis, that the earliest time you can say Kriyashma Shal Shachris is on Eitzah Hama. You can't be Yotze before. Then he throws in the Mishnah Megillah Dav Chof. Mishnah Megillah Dav Chof is the Lechatchili you shouldn't, Adavish and Mitzvah Sabayom, Lechatchili shouldn't do until after on Eitzah Hama, but whatever you do before it is good. So that's a different version. The Rabbi Natan has it in one sentence in Taisus in Yuma, on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, in one long sentence that he throws in two arguments. One is a liikuva, even by the Eben, you're not yet to say Kriyashma Kivasikin, and one is a v'achili, you shouldn't do like the Vasikin. Two different versions. And the whole Rabbi Natan is not accepted with the Balamor also. The whole Balamor of the Rabbi Natan is not accepted.
Isn't this sheep in the Gemara lame when you're in Hikshu?
Yeah, but I think this Gemara is the exception to the rule. The rule is that it's not correct to say Kriyashma without Birchas Kriyashma Midirabbanan Minatari Kriyashma does need brachas. But Midirabbanan, they said the correct way to fulfill Kriyashma is Al Seder Abrachas Kriyashma in Birchas Seho. That's only when you're dressed and you're ready to daven. So you shouldn't daven at the late minyan. But if you want a chapara and kriyashma kivasikin, the way the Ramban says, that's a hidu deraisa, the kumecho, so that even the Vilna Gaon would agree to that. He's not prepared to daven now. He's in the mikveh, he's undressed. He's not gonna say more than the kriyashma. So the way the Ramban explains that, that's a hidu lechatchila deraisa, based on bikumecho in the singular, so that takes precedence to his heder of reciting Kriyashma al Seder Abrochus. Because this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
Don't we say Kriyashma that tefillin to take the sheker?
The Gemara says you're supposed to have the tefillin on when you say Kriyashma. So the Magen Avraham says, so what do you do on Shabbos and Yontif when you don't have tefillin on? What happened today to sheker? So when you say Kshat Melos Al Yadecha, you have in mind that tomorrow I'll put on tefillin. So then it says in Shulchan Rachu Adonami, let's say a person is missing his tefillin. He doesn't know where his tefillin are. And he's going to miss his man Kriyashma. So he says Kriyashma, he davens, and he has in mind when he says Kshat Melos Al Yadecha, that he'll put on the tefillin later. So here also, the fellow's in the mikveh. On any given day, a weekday, he doesn't have tefillin on when he's in the mikveh. So he says the Kriya Shema Kibasik and he has a mind. Or he has his pajamas on. He's not ready to put on film. He's half asleep. So he just wake up, wash his hands, say Brichas Kriya, say Brichas HaTorah, say Kriya Shema, go back to bed.
But the Balmar, he would say then just as the mikveh, when the Brichas is happening.
He claims, Balmar claims he should recite Kriya Shema Kibasik, it means as the Brichas is happening, in the middle of the Brichas. You shouldn't recite Kriya Shema before Hanayit. You should recite. He shouldn't say after Hanetz is his man for Shman Esri. He say im Hanetz Achama, during the Hanetz Achama. It's very difficult. The whole Hanetz Achama from the beginning to the end only takes about 2 minutes. So how can he say from Shema Yisrael till Gol Yisrael? How can he daven so quickly? The stomach, he pronounced Tavaras Vardit, so it goes faster. Stomach. So this is the Gemara that all the Rishonim are trying to juggle around. How do you combine everything? So the answer that Taisus gives, that's the accepted answer. Kriya Shema Kivasikin, that's a Hidda L'chatchila. And Atzov Gimel Shoyes is the latest time. And the Zricha, that's for the Shara Amadei Yerushalayim. You can't expect that everyone, that's the end of the Taisus, on Tesson and Basel, Kriya Shema Kivasikin. The Tosef puts all his manim together, and that's what it comes. So the last three lines in Tosef, you say that Gemara in Yom Daf Lamed Zayin that says that when the sun, the rays of the sun are reflected off of the Nivresha Shel Zohov, everybody knows that it's time to say Kriya Shema. Also, it's manhuk for the Tzibur of Shlei Chalim Lachtan Lamarki Vasikin. Rabbani Yadamein Chalim Lachavin also Shor. Most people are not Vasikin people, so this Zricha is the time for everybody else to say Kriya Shema. Yesterday we had also Tosfos raised another issue. The Tosfos on the bottom of Chesam and Beis had a comment on the first Braisa. The first Braisa gives us the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai himself, his Braisa, gives you the cutoff point is Alois HaShachar. Up until Alois HaShachar you can recite Kriya Shema Shel Laila, and after Alois HaShachar you can recite Kriya Shema Shel Yom. So Tosfos says, what do you mean Kriya Shema Shel Yom? You have to wait till Shachar is a long time before sunrise. Mishayakir is 35 minutes before sunrise. It's not an hour and a half before sunrise. It doesn't correspond. So Taisus writes, the last five lines in the Taisus on Ches on the base. Doesn't mean the cutoff point is up until Alos HaShachar, you can say Kriya Shema Shel Laila, and right after Alos HaShachar, you can say Kriya Shema Shel Yom. No, it's too early. You have to wait till Mashiachir, which is an hour later. So it's an hour later. So what does it say? Mishiala Murash Hadinokalach Hashala Murashach Alav Dafke Miyaru. It doesn't mean they're right after Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar sometimes an hour and a half before sunrise. It does mean you can say Krishna. Tzokalam Telochalapochis, Shur the Masis, you have to wait Mishiachir. Five different opinions how much Mishiachir. It's going to be way later. So Taisa says Lav Davke. It's Lav Davke what Taisa says. So that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rif is also bothered with this Kasha. And the Rif understood the first Braisa to say, no, you can say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar after Alois HaShachar. But what happened to Mishayakir? Mishayakir is an hour after Alois HaShachar. So the Rif says, if it's a big Shas HaTchak, the fellow is a Yotze LaDerech. He has to take a plane. So what is he going to daven? He's going to daven Mishayakir. The plane is going to take off. He's going to have to board the plane with his talis and tefillah. He's going to tell him Mishayakir. So the Rif says if he's in a big shas hadchak, you can fulfill Kriya Shema an hour before Mishayakir. Shas hadchak kiriyevid dami, but yevid you can fulfill Kriya Shema shel shachris after Alois HaShachar. That's what the Rif says. So the Balamor is masig on the Rif. He said, where did he get that? The Gemara later talks about Hayotzei laderech and daf lamed amid aleph. That's what the Rif is referring to. The Gemara says the fellows are Hayotzei laderech. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta here on lamed amid aleph, about 20 lines from the bottom. It says Tosefta perigimel on the side. Hishkim latzus laderech. So normally the Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Chav, you shouldn't blow shofar, you shouldn't say Hallel, you shouldn't shake the lulav until after Hanetzach Hamah. After Alos HaShachah, B'diyevet is good. So if it's good B'diyevet, then we have a rule that Shas HaTchak, K'diyevet Dami. Whenever you're faced with the Shas HaTchak, we allow you, we permit you to do the Hatchila, when normally is only acceptable B'diyevet. So that's Hishkin Batzis Laderch, and going to travel, he can't take the Shofar with him. They need the Shofar over here. What do you mean? He's traveling on Rosh Hashanah. That's a problem. Well, or does it mean a shofar on a tiny sipur? What's going on? What kind of shofar is a problem? They're traveling with the lulav chalamot. He's traveling with chalamot. He has to shake a lulav. They're traveling with the shofar is a problem. Okay, so you might discuss.
Other shas b'chak?
What?
Can there be other kinds of shas b'chak besides traveling?
It could be, but it's a hishkim lotzis laderech. The lotion of the tesefta. Hishkim lotzis laderech. Mevim lo shofar v'takeh lulav v'menaneh megillah v'karba. Megillah is okay. Megillah is b'chol. So it says, if he has a big shas hatchak, we permit him to do lahatchila, mishal amur hashach, what normally is only acceptable b'dieved, that's the Mishnah Megillah, v'kulam, mishal amur hashach, hayotza, b'dieved, so b'shas hatchak b'ilad. Then it says, k'shiyagi azman kriyashma korei. And then when it comes later, this is an hour and a half before sunrise. So b'shas hatchak, we allow you to say halel, and we allow you, let's say the people to stay up all night on Shavuos. So the Prima Gaudim says the meaning is that they start davening early, and they daven shachris way before Mishayakir, and they say halal also before Mishayakir. Why? Because since they're so tired from staying up all night, so that's the shas hatchak, so who tells them to stay up all night? So tell them, so don't stay up all night. That's what the Prima Gaudim writes. The meaning is that they say halal and they daven shachris everything before Hanetzach Hamah. But the Mishnah says in Megillah that it's only good for the Eved. So he says, yeah, b'shas hatchak, he ever done? He said, does haste shas hatchak. Since they're up all night and they want to go to sleep already, so that's a shas hatchak. So that's what the b'raisa means over here. The b'shas hatchak, hishkim lotz laderech is a shas hatchak. So we permit you to do lahatchila, the shofar, and the lulav, and the megillah, something that's normally only acceptable by the Eved, shas hatchak, he ever. But kriyash may say later. So the Baal Mor asked, by the coin to the Rif, whenever you have a shas hatchak, we even permit you to recite kriyashma after alos hashachar also. So why doesn't it say Hishkim Lotz Laderech? Let him say Kriyashma before. The answer is no. Hishkim, that's not a kasha against the Rif. Hishkim Lotz Laderech is taking the Siddur with him. He can't take the Megillah with him. They need it in Shul. He can't take the Shofar. They need it in Shul. He's going for Pidyon Shavuim on Rosh Hashanah or whatever. He can't take the Lulav. He can't take the Shofar. He can't take the Lulav. They need it in Shul. He doesn't have his own Lulav. But the Siddur he can't take alone. So it's not a kasha against the Rif. But that's the Baal Amor Tainis, he thinks that in Svara it's wrong. That Mishnah in Megillah that says Kulam Shiosu Mishol Amur Hashacha Yotza, B'diyevet Yoytze, that's a mitzvah Shezmana Bayom, like Hallel and Mikra Megillah Ki Hashofar and Netilas Lulav Mitzvah Shezmana Bayom Lachatchila Shebi Efter Hanetz, and B'diyevet Efter Alos Hashacha is good, so Shas Latakir Yevet. But Kriyashma depends on Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. So the Gemara gives you the five opinions. When is Mishayakir? Before Mishayakir, you simply not Yoytze even B'diyevet. The Mishnah Megillah can't apply over here. Kulam she'asu mishol amur hashacha yotze. That's on a dovish zman of bayom. Kriyashma is not a dovish zman of bayom. Kriyashma has a sov zman kriyashma. Megillah doesn't have a sov zman kriyashma. Lulav shofar halal doesn't have a sov zman. Yeah, all day long. It's a dovish mitzvah of bayom kosher kol hayom, and the yom begins with amur hashacha. But kriyashma depends on zman kima. So if the Gemara talks about Mishayakir, that's the earliest part. He can't say B'shas HaTchak, he's not going to be able to take a Siddur with him, so we should allow him, we should permit him to say Kriyashma from Alos HaShachar. No, Alos HaShachar, no one's waking up. That's not called Zman Kima. That's the Taina of the Baal Amor against the Rif. That's the Shaila. Some Rav Moshe Feinstein has in one of his Tshuvas, he talks about that. A lot of times the early Minyan, Mamish, finishes davening before Mishayakir. Says according to the Rif is okay. According to the Rif, you have to go to work. According to the Rif, so Shas Hatchakir Yedidami. So you got no choice. So you permit them to daven, to finish davening before Mishayakir. They have to be in the office by Mishayakir.
Is going to work considered Shas Hatchak?
What's the alternative? To shnor money, to go live off of tzedakah.
To go later. People that go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, is that considered Shas Hatchak or?
Yeah, why don't you go later? The only way to daven a shul, he'll daven a shul, come to the office at 10:30. So they'll fire him. So he can collect tzedakah and leave office. So that's the shas atra. It's better you give a kapecha kesef. It's better he should make his own parnos rather than to live off of tzedakah. Yeah. So that's where Moshe has a tshuva. That's a yesh lam al nishe ismocha. According to the Rif, the Rif holds that the b'shas hadchak he can fulfill kriyash, he can do everything mishial amur ha-shachar. That all of the zmanim ha-mishiyakir are just shaloi b'shas hadchak. But Tosis doesn't agree. That's the bottom Tosis on Chesam and Beis. Tosis and the Balamor do not agree with this Rif. They say no. That Mishnah Megillah, kulam all of the mitzvahs shal yom, if he did mishial amur ha-shachar yatzah, that's because it's kosher kol hayom, but he is talking about zman kima. So before Mashiach, it was not a zman kima. Yeah. Misha Yakir is when people, normal people, are waking up. If it's dark outside, you don't have any lamps. Today we have lights even in the middle of the night. But in the days of the Gemara, when they established these dinim, so normal people wouldn't want to wake up so early because they won't be able to see where they're going.
So you don't think for Kriyas Shema, obviously, when you can't recognize the Kriyas Shema, the Gemara, the mission gives something. It gives more.
Yeah, because people stay up with candles in the house. They don't go to sleep right away. They didn't have electricity then, but they had candles, so they didn't want to spend too much money on the candle. So there was a reasonable time when it says man shchiva, when people are going to sleep. Some people were going to sleep before the shkia, some people after, so that's why we had all the different opinions. But Mashiachim in the morning, it does make sense that they should wake up too early. They had no electric lights, so they won't be able to see anything. So it does make sense to wake up so early. Okay. Nachum also on the top, we learned about it. Bavatcha lo yema hashkivenu. If it's after alos hashachar, Rashi says even if it's before alos hashachar, samach alos hashachar lo yema hashkivenu. We had the Rosh had the machlokes, but the Gaon, what it means, he leave out the whole hashkivenu, just leave out the first two lines in hashkivenu that we discussed already. Okay. Was the Gemara havait there? The Gemara says ki osa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar hoder. We quoted before Amar Avacha in the second line from the top. We should pass on like the second brice. So the Gemara now has a comment. When he came from Eretz Yisrael, he related to the Chachomim in Bavel. What he says in the name of Shem Levi, we should pass on like Rabbi Akiva. He didn't say explicitly we pass on. It was only Mechlola. Why would it happen? The Uzuga, the Rabbanon, there were two Talmidim from the Yeshiva, the Ishtaka, the Hilulah, the Brother Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. He got drunk at a wedding, at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. And then when they became sober again, also the Kamad Rabbi Shulam ben Levi, he asked the Shaila, he was the father of the groom, Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. Yeah, it's his son who got married. So the two drunken students, when they became sober, said, yes, then we didn't say Kriya Shema yet, what should we do? So he said, Kedai, Rabbi Shulam ben Levi, Mechol, Abishah, Satcha. Since it was Dayan Loyola Amud HaShachar, or what was it? It was before Hanetzach Hama. It was after Alos HaShachar, before Hanetzach Hama. So he says, B'Shas HaTchak, you can follow Reb Shimon Baruch in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So why does the Gemara say, La Beferishit Mele Mechlola Itmar? That's an expression that appears, look so many places on the left-hand side. They give you 20 marmikonis with this expression. Because usually the Gemara will ask, and what's the big difference? Whether Beferishit Mele Mechlola Itmar? So that's when the Mishkan Es Yankiv has a tshuva. Over here, the Gemara doesn't make any tzim. It's about it because it's obvious. It's very obvious what the difference is. Originally, on the second line from the top, the Gemara says, Amar Abach Rab Chanina, Halacha Kireb Shim and Shamim Shim Rab Akiva. We pass like Rab Akiva. So it sounds like that's the din l'chatchila. You can wait to say Kriyash Mashal Laila up until Hanetzach Hama. It's Het Hagom. You're not allowed to eat before you dab Meir. But if you already ate early, let's say... The Zman, the Shkia is going to be, let's say, 8:30, in the middle of the summer. The sun is going to set 8:30, so he already ate supper. And then he's sitting and learning. Instead of davening, starting from 8:30, he sits and he learns and he learns and he learns, and he's learning all night long. He has a b'china in the next day. He's learning all night long. So, So you would get the impression, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, you're permitted to wait to daven Ma'ariv until Zricha. You can wait to daven Ma'ariv until Zricha. So now the Gemara says, Hadir Rabbi Shimon Levi, la beferishit v'al mechlol itman, it's not exactly the same. This Ma'aser Shoya was the two drunken Talmidim asked the Shaila of the groom's father, and he said, oh, you were shikir and you didn't have Ma'ariv yet. Kedai harab shimelis mechol v'shas atchak. He doesn't say, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva lechatchil. He says, if you have a shas atchak like this, okay. Then you rely on Rabbi Akiva, daven Ma'ariv, since he didn't daven yet, but he wouldn't recommend it lechatchila. A guy should sit and learn a whole night long and then make up his mind he's going to daven Ma'ariv after Alos HaShachar, before the Zricha. It's not good lechatchila, it's only b'shas atchak. So that's where the Mishkan and Yankim says. Here the Gemara doesn't have to say what's the difference between Beferishit and Mechlolit, because it's obvious why. If it's Mechlolo, so you only see it for b'shas atchak, you don't see it for lechatchila. So the Gemara is really correcting the original version. Originally they said Halachik Reb Shim and Shamam Shim Reb Akiva. Now they corrected. The din is only like that. B'shas Atchak. Kedai Hu Lismachola B'shas Atchak. That's also a concept. See, on the right hand margin they have five other places in Shas. Git and Shabbos Erevin and two places in Nida. We say Kedai Hu Lismachola B'shas Atchak. What is that all about? Sometimes when there's a machloekin satanoim, so we paskin yochid for rabbim, halacha ki rabbim, we paskin like the rabbim, but we don't say that the yochid who was outvoted was wrong. We say that the elui elu dirili kimchayim, but halacha lemaisa, we don't follow the yochid. So the mind of kimina, what's the difference that whether you worded balosha nikia, you say elui elu dirili kimchayim, but we don't paskin like him, or you say that he's wrong. What's an afkimina? It's a losha nikia. No, so the Rishonim have about five or six nafkaminas la'alacha. So one nafkamina is over here. That b'shas hatchak, we rely on the shista yochid. We don't say that the yochid is wrong. He's entitled to his opinion, and we can also sometimes follow that opinion. B'shas hatchak, we do follow that opinion. Or another nafkamina would be, would it constitute a midas chasidus if you have a machlokes yochid ve'rabim, and the yochid says something l'chumra? The rabbi Mamek on the Yochid says something l'chum, would it make sense to be choshish for the shittas ha-yochid? So that's what we say, that the ha-machma tova ala brocha, to be machma like the shittas ha-yochid, would be of significance, would be amin. Or let's say if you have a machlokes in hilchas avelus, and the rabbi ha-machmir and the Yochid is mekel. So normally, kolbakam shatamotzi, rabbim ha-machmir and Yochid ha-mekel, halacha ki rabbim, whether it's a din derais or din derabbanim. When it comes to Hilchas Aveilus, so then the Gemara says, Halacha Gedir Rav Mekel Ba'Avel, Afilu Yochid Keneged Rabin, because even if there's only a Sufik Koldu, even if there's a slight Sufik, or we said, Kol HaMekel Ba'Avel, Halacha Kamasa B'Chutzlar, when we learned that Flam and Vav, we went through all of the Nafkaminas over there. So on Sufik Orla B'Chutzlar, it's if you have a Shittas HaYochid, that's Mekel, so we consider that a Sufik Koldu, and Hilchas Mamzeris, room to say like that. So that's what the Gemara has over here, Kedai Hirab Shimon, this machalav b'shas hatchak that we say elu v'elu divrei l'kim chayim. So if you have a big shas hatchak, you can rely on the shittas hayochid. Shabbos, you rely on the shittas hayochid b'negia to what? So here it means b'negia. He says kriya shma with the bichos kriya shma. It's after alos hashachar already, but it's before sunrise. So we rely on Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Akiva that you're still permitted to recite the bichos kriya shma. If you would have been machmer, you would have said it's brachal v'atole. You're not allowed to say brachos kashman. The whole issue of brachal v'atole, we usually assume is only the rabbanon. So here, the Gemara's case, kedai Rav Shimon l'smachal b'shas hatchak is going to give to a din derabbanon. Then the Gemara Nida is also a din derabbanon. Davov, davtes, it's about tumas nida l'mafreya, meis leis l'mafreya, dinim derabbanon. Shabbos daf memhei is about mukta gitin, yutes bat zman begitin. All the cases in the Gemara, they're all dinim erevin also. They're all dinim derabbanon. This is a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Shach and Taz have a discussion. Would you say kedaihu raplayin this mechala b'shas hatchak even when you get to a din deraisa? To be maker like a shita sayochid even in the area of a din deraisa. So that's this year is the Shnas HaShmita years, and many of the farmers in Eretz Yisrael rely on the Het HaMechira. So the shaila is, how good is the Het HaMechira? Shaky, wobbly. How strong is it? How weak is it? So some of the poskim wrote that for many years it was a big shas hatchak. You have to judge every 7th year. How much of a shas hatchak is it? how much revach did they make, how much income did they make in the 6 years. Look, if they're rolling in dough to make $500,000 every year for 6 years, then we can take off the 7 years, so we don't have to raise any money for them. So there's no shas atcha. So we shouldn't give them any coolers, and we should tell them, live off of the $3 million that you made during the 6 good years. And you have 1 lean year when you won't have anything to grow. Yeah, but I don't know. I never checked their records. I don't think they're making so much money. So the shaila is if the alternative will be that they won't make any money during Shnas HaShmita and they have to live off of charity from the Keren HaShviyas, so that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his tshuva, Rabbi Yosef Engel lived 100 years ago, he died 100 years ago, so he wrote a long tshuva, 100 page tshuva HaShmita. He says he would be matir avodas hakarka without a heter mechira. He says there are some Rishonim hold that there's no din of Shmita b'zman hazeh at all. There's no din of Shemitah at all, even with the Rabban. So he says, it's such a big shas atchak he's writing about, that kedai hem harishonim lismach aleim shas atchak, that there's no din of Shemitah at all. Shaila, but according to others, it says Shemitah is a din deraisa. So he happens to hold that we don't accept that opinion. We pass on the Shemitah is the Rabban. Others say, even in a din deraisa, we'd also say kedaihu ayochit lismach aleim b'shas atchak. I mean, you need a bigger to be matir shasat chak, and in their eyes, according to those who Mishanim hold that you're matir, you have to have a bigger shasat chak.
In this case, he wanted to be in Kriyashma,
so that's not a problem. You say Kriyashma, that's not Bamashat, but he allowed them to say Kriyashma with the brachas. Amar v'aravim, Abisoylo. He said brachas Kriyashma, he said Shmon Esri, Gedav Meirav. Saying the Kriya Shema that per se wouldn't pose a problem, but the pashtus is that Rabbi Shimon told them they can daven Ma'ariv also.
But don't we always say that if you mentioned the Rambam Shema that you have suffered on Krishna, you should say in Birkei Seho? That's the kim of Krishna, Vishlemusa, Buddha, brothers. So there's really no Balti's Mukhoyim telling Krishna because there's suffering deraisa. Should say the brothers too?
That's right. It's not a suffering deraisa. Yochid v'ram malochid v'ram, we really paskin that after Alos Ashacha, it's too late. Only one who says like this is Rabbi Shimon b'Shem Rabbi Akiva. You can still daven Ma'ariv after Alois HaShachar. That's we don't really accept that opinion. It's not really a sukkah. But b'shas atcha kedai hu lismachola. So if it's kedai lismachola, that's what many pasuk hold. That's only in dinim derabban, not in dinim deraisa. So to say birchas kriyashma nishgefelach, to say shman esra Ma'ariv, that's the rabban nishgefelach. Would you say the same? If it would be an issue deraisa, so that's a diun in Yeridah. That's a machlokes in Yeridah.
You'd see the brachos without Kriyas Shema.
Okay.
You know, the brachos Kriyas Shema, they stand on their own. They have a mitzvah. They do without Kriyas Shema.
No, not saying say the brachos without Kriyas Shema. Don't say the
brachos without Kriyas. You're not yotze Kriyas Shema. You're just doing it so that you can say the brachos.
No. They asked the shaila of Rabbi Sherman Levy, we didn't have Ma'ariv yet.
Right.
And it's another half hour, it's going to be sunrise. So he says, Dab Ma'ariv quickly. You have half an hour, Dab Ma'ariv quickly.
But you're saying you're still not Yotze Kriyashma.
I don't know, maybe. Why Yotze, maybe not Yotze. So he says, Kedai Hulis Machala B'Shas Atcha. So the shaila is, he allowed them to Dab Ma'ariv. So, and you really should have said, it's a bracha levatov. You really should tell the dinners against Rabbi Akiva. We really should not pass like this. It should be yochid v'rabim alah hakirah. But since it's a shas hatcha, so he says kedai this mechalav. You can be mekel b'shas hatcha to follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion over here. So that's a shas mekel b'shas hatcha. He permits them to say all the brachas and to say the shmona esrei, even though there's an issue of bracha levatov. But we assume bracha levatov is only the rabbanah. So maybe you can only say kedai haraplan lismachal b'shas hatchak if the thing that you're risking is an isa derabbanu. All the cases in the Gemara, they're all derabbanus. So that's a machlokes in Yeridah. What about Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that? What about by a din deraisa? Would you apply this klal even to a din deraisa? So some Rishonim already do.
Both ways.
What do you mean both ways?
I mean sometimes the yochid is mekel.
Yeah, that's what we're talking. If the yochid is mekel, would you say if you have a big shas atap, you can even be mekel at the yochid in an area of a derais if you have a shas hadka. Mean if the yochid is machmir, so that's so that we say that constitutes a midas chasidus to be choshish for the shittas hayochid. That okay, that we understand. But the question is, do you have a right to stretch in this direction to be maker like the yochid shas hadka?
Who's arguing with it? Rav Paskin's like both rises, Tosfos, Rosh, everything is shaped. He's not a
yochid. No, that's what he says. He is a yochid. That's how the Gemara presents. Gadai
Ulis Mechala
B'Shas
Atan. We don't have anybody at
all. No, the assumption was that it's only one man's opinion. That's only Rav Shem B'Chai B'Shem Rav Akiva, and no one else agrees.
But we all we learn from all the Nishayim that we can pass on the call of that. Riv, Gosh, Tosfos, everybody's happy with everything.
So that's what this Gemara says. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Omar. He touches it up. He says, when you pass on like the second brisa, we allow him to dab mar, that's only b'shas hadchak. We wouldn't allow it l'chatchil. And that shas hadchak, why are we make a b'shas hadchak? Because of this rule. Kedai raplan, this mechal b'shas hadchak. That's one of the klali hayra. That's one of the klalim of paskening shayla. So if that's the klal, so then the shayla would be whether that klal would apply to a case that would be there. I say, this case happens to be there abonim. The thing that you're risking is bracha levatol. What would you say if you're risking violation of an Issa Deraisa?
We say that according to Ramon, both of
the right? Right. According to the Ramam, you see from the, if you assume that that's Pshat Ramam, so you see from the way the Ramam read the Gemara, that we even are Meikel, Bishas, Atchal, Hak, the Yachid, even an Issa Deraisa. Correct? According to the Ramam, you see from the Gemara, that you even Mate, Bishas, Atchal, Hak, and Issa Deraisa. The only shayla would be, the whole machlokes in the area will only be the way it's accepted, like Tosfos, that Brach HaTov is only the Rabbanon. So that's what some poskim say. All the cases, in Gitna, Shabbos, Erev, and Nida, all the cases are only the Rabbanon. So you never have Kedai, who lists Mokhala B'Shas HaTchak, and an issue thereis. Point to Rama Midu, Brach HaTov is thereis, so that's right. Yeah.
Why do we assume Rav Shimon had said anything that Tronas was talking about Kriyash the whole time?
Probably didn't have Meirif, no? They got drunk at the wedding, they didn't have Meirif, they didn't say anything. So he allows them, Rabbi Shulman Levi allows them to daven Meirif. Hurry up, you have half an hour left to go. It's Mishayakir, everybody else is going to daven Vasikin. And he tells them he better hurry up and daven Meirif.
But the whole after Alos had to do with Shas Shliva, that people are sleeping. Shmonesh has nothing to do with that, has to do with Hector
Chalov, and
they don't tell Alos.
Maybe they can only say Kriya Shmon, but the brachas they can say Shmoneh Esrei. Could be a possibility. Yeah, could be. Could be. Okay. The next Gemara we did. Yeah. The next couple of Gemaras we did, we discussed the Machlokes of Akiva, Rav Lozer ben Azariah. Yeah, we discussed whether Chatzos is a din d'oraisa. By Korban Pesach, it's only a din d'rabbanan. And then the Gemara had a hava mina. Gemara is working on the pasuk. Lechlos habasa balaylo hazeh. Why does it say Balaylo Hazeh? So Rav Lozer ben Azariah says it has to say Balaylo Hazeh in order to make Gzera Shava. Gavar to Be'eretz Mitzrayim Balaylo Hazeh, the case of Kum L'chor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that was exactly at Chatzos, Ma'al Halan Chatzos, Afkan at Chatzos. I need the expression V'yochlos Habasa Balaylo Hazeh to imply Chatzos. But if you all like Rabbi Akiva, so why does it say Balaylo Hazeh? So the Gemara says, well, I need the word balaylo to teach me one din, I need the word hazet to teach me another din. I would have thought that Korban Pesach is a kochm kalim like shlamim. Shlamim, when you bring it, you eat it right away. Someone just asked me yesterday, how can you, 2 days ago, they asked, how can you eat when you bring the Korban Pesach? So how can they eat the Korban Pesach Balaylo? You're not supposed to eat. The Gemara has a din. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat the Chatos and the Yosham until Haktaras Emur. And there's a machlokes in Meforshim on the Gemara whether that din applies to Kachim Kalim. So Tosfos in Beitzah writes that it applies to Kachim Kalim also, that the Bailim are not permitted to eat the Kachim Kalim until you do Haktaras Emurim. And the Tzlach disagrees with the Tosfos in Beitzah and the Avkof and the Beis. He thinks that din only says in the Gemara by Achilas Kohanim Kachi Kachim. It doesn't apply to Achilas Abba Amam, can eat right away. So someone asked me, if you all like Tosfos, so on Erev Pesach, when they brought a few million Korbanos Pesach, so how can it be? What, they burnt everybody's Emurim already? All the Emurim were burnt right away. So how can he start eating the Korban Pesach at Tzeis HaKavavim? Were all the Amorim burnt already? So it's the same question to Achatos. Why do they wake up all of a sudden Korban Pesach? Because it's Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. When you bring a Korban Chatos in the Beis HaMikdash, you tell a Kohen they can eat a Yom HaLayla at Chatzos. You should tell them they have to wait till 11:30 at night till we know for sure that all the Amorim are burnt. So how do the Kohanim begin to eat the Korban Chatos if you're not allowed to begin to eat until Haktoris Amor? So Mestame, you don't need Haktoris Amor, they should all be burnt, totally burnt. You put the Amorim on the Mizbeach and the fire starts to consume it. So Mestame, Mashle Behem Haur Barubam. You don't have to have the Gemar HaHaktorah. The Tchilas HaHaktorah is enough. If you didn't begin the HaHaktorah, then the Kohanim can't begin to eat the Kochi Kochim, and the Balaam can't begin to eat the Kochim Kalam or the Korban Pesach. Once you have Mashle Haur Barubam, then it's considered the Tchilas Mitzvah HaHaktorah. So Mestame, that's enough. You have to burn. You don't have to wait to eat the korban until everything turns into ish. So again, so the Gemara says, I would have thought that the korban Pesach should be like a korban shlamim. You bring a shlamim, so it's nechal yom v'layla, shnei yom v'laylecha, yom v'layla v'yom. So I would have thought you bring a korban Pesach, you can eat it by yom v'layla. So that's what it has to say. Rochus abasa b'layla, b'layla v'lo b'yom. But then I might have thought mistakenly that we're just like when you bring a shlamim, you eat a shnei yom v'layla echot, three time periods. Yom v'layla, and the next yom, so I would have thought Korban Pesach, you can't eat it by yom, you can only eat it b'layla, b'yom, or b'layla, three time periods. Instead of shnei yom v'layla echad, it should be shnei leilos, the yom echad. So that's what it has to say, v'achlas abasa b'layla, hazeh, only tonight and not tomorrow night. So if you can't eat it tomorrow night, so that's it. So it's not shnei leilos the yom echad. So here within the Gemara's Havamina, that the Gemara thought at one point, if it would have said Rachel Sabasa Balaila, wouldn't have said Balaila Hazeh. So I would have mistakenly thought that you don't begin to eat the Korban Pesach until Laila. But once it's Laila, you can eat a Laila Vayom Balaila. So what does that mean? Laila Vayom Balaila, you can eat the Korban Pesach three time periods literally. Laila Vayom Balaila? That's how the Rashbam in Psochim learns. That's the Bach in Ois Gimel quotes the Rashbam in Psochim, quotes Rashi. He learned by Rashi. He learned by his grandfather, Rashi. So first he quotes Rashi, then he disagrees. So Rashi says, according to the Havamin and the mistaken Havamin of the Gemara, that the Korban Pesach can be eaten Shnei Leilos V'yoy Mechod, it doesn't mean you can eat it by Yom. No, Rashi says on our Gemara, the Korban Pesach can only be eaten by Laila. When the Gemara had a Havamina, you can eat Shnei Leilos V'yoyim Echod, Havamina was that it doesn't become Nifsal Belina during the period of the Yom. But you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Achila by Yom. That's how Rashi writes here. V'yenechod b'shnei Leilos V'yoyim Echod. Lo sheyech lana by Yom. No, there's no Havamina. You see, when it says in Rashi, Shom Yutes, it says by Yikra Zayim, then it says Shom Yutes. So two lines after that. Three lines after that, v'yehi nechal v'shnei leilos v'yoyim echod. Then he interprets, lo sheyech lana b'yom. No, there's no havamina. You should eat it in the first day of Pesach. No, ela sheyei sheyel zman shelo yifasa b'achila b'shvil amtanas hayom v'yech lana b'layla hashenis. Kamash malon dat not. So Rashi says the havamina only was that the korban Pesach shemi nechal shnei leilos, and the yoyim echod will not make a nifsal belina. He can't eat it b'yom, but the zman of the korban is not up. And the Rashbam says, no, why did Rashi have to give such a funny pshat? No, according to the Havamina, I would have thought that you can eat the Korban Pesach, Shnei Leilos V'yoyim Echod. Well, why not? How does Rashi know that there wouldn't have been? No, that's out of the question. That there would never be such a Havamina. Why not? What's so bad about the Havamina? But you see, if in the way Rashi interprets, that's what we discussed it previously. See that there's a concept that the Zman HaKorban is not yet up, even though you can't eat the Korban at that time. Let's say you bring a Shlomim, is Nechel Shneyamim V'layla Echod. Shneyamim V'layla Echod. You can't eat the Shlomim or Liyom Shlishi, but the Gemara in Zvachim and Perik Ezamakam and Hamachlag is Chiski and Rav Yechanan, where it becomes Noisar V'layla. Chishiv Liyachla or Liyom Shlishi, where it becomes Pigul. Why? It could be that the Zman HaKorban is not up, that you can't fulfill the mitzvah Achila at that time. So that's how Rashi learns over here. No, there's no Havamina. That's out of the question. You can't fulfill the mitzvah Achila's Korban Pesach Bayom. I would have thought that the Zman of the Korban is not up yet. It doesn't become Nifsa Belina, but you can only fulfill the mitzvah Achila by Laila Harishan and by Laila Hasheni. not by yom in between. And the Rashbam thought, no, according to the Havamina, I would have thought you can even fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach by yom.
The Rashi would be
No, it wouldn't be pigul. Would not be pigul. Yeah, because the zman of the korban is not up yet. But Rashi holds, but that's out of the question. That should be the zman of the kiyam mitzvah achila bayom. That's out of the question. Rashbam said, why is that out of the question? We're talking about a havamina. Why you can't have use your imagination a little further than Rashi? The havamina was that you can even do the mitzvah achila bayom. But according to Rashi, it means that the yom would be still the zman of the korban, but not the zman of the kiyam mitzvah achila. That there's a split between the zman mitzvah achila and the zman of the korban.
So for Rashi, what's the difference between halayla and hazeh? For Rashbam,
Balayla tells you can't eat by yom, can never eat it by yom, not Erev Pesach and not the first day Pesach. And halayla, balayla hazeh, the word hazeh knocks out tomorrow night.
But that's Rashbam. For Rashi, you wouldn't even have havamina that you could do it by yom.
No, but I would have had a half minute to eat it two Laylas. Leil Pesach and Leil Laila Harishon. Balayla means Balayla Velo Bayom. And Balayla Hazeh, and I would have thought two Laylas. Just like Karbish Lamin, Mishnei Yom, and Balayla Echotz, I would have thought over here, Shnei Laylas, for Yom Echotz.
Then how is that different for Rashbam?
Because the Rashbam thought the half minute was you'd be able to eat it three time periods. Mamish be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sachila. Shnei Laylas, for Yom Echotz. You'd even think that you can eat it on the first day Pesach in the daytime. When you come home from davening on the first day Pesach. So Kamash Malan Pasuk, only Balayla Hazeh, you can't eat it by Yom of the first day Pesach, nor can you eat it tomorrow night, the first night Kalamot. And Rashi says, no, that was never even a half a minute that you should eat it by Yom on the first day of Pesach. It says Balayla. Balayla, even without the word Hazeh. Balayla means you can only be Yetzir the Mitzvah Korban Pesach by eating it Balayla. You can't eat it by Yom. So the Gemara's half a minute was, you should be able to eat it Shnei Leilos, the two nights. Leil Tezvav and Leil Tezayin. Not that you should be allowed to eat it in the middle of Yom Tezvav. No, that's out of the question. Lo Shiach Lena Bayom. There wasn't even a half a minute. Ella. That it shouldn't become Nifso Belina.
On the Yom.
On the Yom of Tezvav, yes. So the whole difference between Rashi and Rashbam is not Allah HaMais, it's a difference, what would the Havamina have been? If you would have made a mistake and thought that parallel to Shlomim, that you have Shnei Yom and Belayla Echot, so Pesach should have Shnei Leilos, the Yom Echot, so what would have been the meaning, what would have been the understanding of that Yom Echot? So Rashi says, Lo Sheach Lena Bayom, that's out of the question. There's not even a Havamina. The Rashbam says, why not? The Havamina would have been that you'd eat it by Yom. Fighting on Havamina. What would the Havamina have been? Then he more shows that it's a Machlokes Hatana. Okay. This Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Ablozim and Azariah. V'chalta mosa b'chipozon. What does it mean, v'chalta mosa b'chipozon? That is only ha-rasho on Pesach Mitzrayim. It doesn't apply l'doros. V'chalta mosa b'chipozon. Al yetzi yish mi-pesach b'esach b'chipozon, that's also just the ha-rasho. That does not apply l'doros. Yeah, so that's the machlekes ha-tanoim. V'chalta mosa b'chipozon, which chipozon? So one pshat in the Tanaim is you should, like Rabbi Lazar, you should eat the Korban Pesach by midnight, the Chippozim the Mitzrayim. When it became midnight and Makas Becharis occurred, so the Mitzrayim were going out of their minds. They were chasing out Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael didn't leave. They said, the Rabban Shalom told us we have to wait till the morning. But the Mitzrayim were rushing to push them out because they thought that the Makas Becharis is only going to be called man that the Jews are still around. When the Jews will leave, so the Makas Becharis will end. It wasn't going to end and they weren't going to leave. That's the Medrash says that they didn't die right away at Chatzais. They took sick at Chatzais. That's what they have around 10 reasons why Pidyon HaBen should be done by Yom. So one of the 10 reasons is that Pidyon HaBen is Zechan HaMakas Pchoros. Makas Pchoros took place by Yom, so that's why you should do Pidyon HaBen by Yom. What do you mean? Makas Pchoros was by Yibach Tzia Lailo. Hashem Yikol Kol B'chor. What do you mean Makas Pchoros was by Yom? So they quote the opening line in Maseches Mochas. Maseches Mochas has Hilchas HaVeilus in it. So the opening line before Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, the introductory comment to the Maseches Mochas says that the Makas Becharis occurred at midnight, and then they were sick until the morning, and they didn't die until the morning. They were brain dead until the morning. And then in the morning, after Tezvav in the morning, Makas Becharis was by Yom. So that's what some Achrayim insist, that the minig is that you do Pidyon HaBen Dafka Bayom, because it's a Zechel HaMakas Bechorim. So the Mitzvim thought that the Bechorim are going to only be sick and endangered in intensive care units only because the Jews are there in Mitzrayim. So they thought, push the Jews out, and all the Bechorim are going to get better. So there was a Chippazon in Mitzrayim. At Chatzos, they started a Chippazon in Mitzrayim. That's what Ablazim ben Azari interprets. V'achal tamosa b'chipazon, you should eat the Korban Pesach up until ad shas chipazon de Mitzrayim. Up until Chatzos, when the Mitzrayim will be going out of their minds to push you out of Egypt. And Rebbe Kiva says, no, b'chipazon de Yisrael, achal tamosa b'chipazon, you can eat it till the morning when the Jews were leaving Eretz Mitzrayim. B'chipazon de Yisrael, not b'chipazon of the Mitzrayim. That's how the Gemara says. Blazman has our son, my chipazon, chipazon the Mitzrayim. Six lines from the bottom of the daf. Rabbi Kiva says, my chipazon, chipazon the Yisrael. Okay. Then we have the Mishnah, and the Mishnah we discussed already. When is the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema in the morning? When is the last time to recite Kriya Shema in the morning? So the earliest time is five different shitas of Misha Yakir. All of our shitas sound like they're before Hanetzacham. Everything is before Hanetzacham. Yeah. So that's the Shaila. All the five Tanaim, they're disagreeing with the previous Braisa that Rabbi Kiva says it's Hanetzacham. So that's one version of Taisis, Trey Tanoi Libra Rabbi Kiva. They all disagree with each other. And the second day in Taisa says, no, doesn't disagree. Doesn't it? It just means to say you can't fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Laila after Hanetzachan, or Kriya Shema Shel Berkei you can't fulfill before. And it's not mutually exclusive. Just because this man is still as man Shechiva, it doesn't mean that it's not as man Kima. You can have the same period of time, can be as man Shechiva as man Kima. That's where the Balamor starts off by saying it's impossibility. How can it be the same man as man Shechiva as man Kima? But the Rif holds not so beferish. And Taisa says, in the second day, says not so. So fundamental machloek is how to read what's going on. And the self-saman, that's machloek is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says, Ad Hanetzachama. You have to finish reciting Kriya Shema by sunrise. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad Sholoshos. Then Mishnah concludes, HaKorim Mikan V'Yelach. What if a person missed Zman Kriya Shema? So it says, he didn't really miss so much. Lo Yipsid. He didn't really lose out so much. Ka'odem HaKorim B'Torah. What does that mean? What do you mean? Igmari asks. What do you mean, lo hipsid kor makor batayro? If you missed this man kriyashma, you're not yet to kriyashma. What kind of a loshim kor makor batayro? So the Gemara on Yudam and Beis, right before the Mishnah. The last six lines before the Mishnah on Yudam and Beis, the Gemara discusses it. Omer avchiz, omer maruk vachal yom yotzeror. If you daven by the late minyan, and you missed zman kriyashma, you cannot recite birchos kriyashma. We have a brisa. The Mishnah. The brisa interprets the Mishnah. The brisa says lahipsid means lahipsid kamishkar b'atera al mavaruchus time that you say birchas kriyashma. So the Gemara says that's a tiyufta. The Rav Chizda tiyufta, and we pass the halacha that you do say the bruch. Ikadam, another version has it, but that's what Rav Chizda said. The Brisa supports it, that you do say the bracha. So it's a very strange lashon. So that's what the Mishnah means to say, that even if a person missed Zov Zman Kriyashma, he can still say the Birchas Kriyashma. He can still recite. So what does it say? Kodem HaKorei BaTorah? It doesn't read straight. Lo Hipsid HaBrachas Kodem HaKorei BaTorah. Adam HaKorei BaTorah sounds like you're allowed to say the three parshas of Shema, because you're reciting Psukim from the Chumash. That's not a problem. It doesn't pose a problem. But how does that serve as the explanation? Lahivsid HaBrochas. Very strange. Lahivsid HaBrochas, because it's the reading of the parshas, Adam HaKorei BaTorah. Very strange. So Rav Soloveitchik had an interpretation over here. It's not exactly the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. What's a din? Let's say a person is going to daven at the 10 o'clock minyan on Shabbos morning. See, the shtibol is going to daven 10 o'clock minyan. So they know that Zov Zman Kriyashma is at 5 to 10, so they're going to say Kriyashma earlier. Then when they get to Baruchu by Shachris, and they're saying Birchas Kriyashma, do they have to say the Kriyashma, the three parshas of Kriyashma again? They already said it earlier in the morning, and they were yotze with the Kriya Shema that they recited before the Zosma Kriya Shema. Why should they have to repeat the Kriya Shema now, again a second time? They shouldn't have to say, they should just say the Bichas Kriya Shema. The other question is, how can you say Emes V'yatz Menach Mekayim Hadover Hazeh Aleinu? What's Hadover Hazeh? What does it mean Hadover Hazeh Aleinu? Hadover Hazeh refers to the Kriya Shema that we just said. You probably can't say Emes V'yatzim unless he first said the Psukim of Kriya Shema. In fact, that's what's in the big Siddur, the Eretz HaTfilah. So he quotes that someone told the Vilna Gaon Pshat, why does it say 16 different Lashonos? Does it have 16? Emes V'yatzim V'nochem V'kayim V'yosho V'neman V'yohu V'chavi V'nechman V'noim V'nora V'yadirim V'sukonim V'kubol V'toy V'yofe. There's 16 Lashonos. Why 16 Lashonos? So they told the Vilna Gaon, and he thought that this was a good pshat, that each one of the expressions means that we are confirming what we said in each one of the psukim of the first two parashas. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so we say Emes. Baruch Shem Kvod Mechus Yom Vod, we say V'yatziv, Yahavta Hashem Elokeinu, we say V'nochon. Vod Yedvayim Hashanech, Psabcha Yamal Vavecha, so we say whatever comes next, V'kayom. And each pasuk we say a phrase, and this covers the first two parashas. We are reaffirming, confirming that everything that we said before is true. Emes Yatziv Enoch. So it refers back to what you said before. So the pashtus is, of course you have to say the Birchas Kriya Shema. Of course you have to repeat the Kriya Shema. If you're not going to say the parshas of Shema, so it doesn't make sense to say V'yatziv Enoch, Emes V'yatziv Enoch. The shot is they have to say V'yoymer. Because Emes V'yatziv goes back on the 16 psukim. One goes on Shema, one goes on Baruch Shem from Mechus Kamavod. That's not a pasuk, but it goes back on Baruch Shem. That's but the Vilna Gaon liked that pshat very much. But the 16 Lashonos mean that we're confirming the 16 psukim, the 15 psukim of the Baruch Shem from Mechus Kamavod. But you're not confirming Vayom Hashem Moshe Lem, but Dablem Neizom Ma'at Aleh. There's no confirmation of that. So the question is it necessary to repeat Vayomer? The parsha of Tzitzit. He already said it before he daven Shachris. 2-3 hours ago, he already said Vayomer. He said all the three parshas. So on the Shulchan Aruch, it says that you don't have to say the parshas of Shema. It's a pella. How can you not have to say the first two parshas? How can you say Emes V'yatzeh without saying the first two parshas? If it goes back, Emes V'yatzeh goes back on what you said before. Shaila here, the Tesis Yud Beis Amin Aleph discusses. What did Emes V'yatziv Enoch, what does it refer back to? Dibra Maskal Emes V'yatziv. So apparently there were some who thought that Emes V'yatziv is a reference to the Shechina. So Tesis says, where? When? What Shechina? Why do you make up a pshat? The Shechina is Emes V'yatziv? No! Tesis says it's a sentence. Emes V'yatziv Enoch Mekayim HaDover HaZeh Oleinu Li'on Aboy. Which Dover HaZeh? Which Dover HaZeh? Well, we just said in the Kriya Shema. So according to this pshat that the Vilna Gaon liked, the Emes V'yatziv is referring back to each one of the 15 psukim in the Baruch Shem and the first two parshas. It's not referring back to Vayomer. So you can understand why you don't have to say Vayomer. Others can disagree and say, no, Emes V'yatziv refers back even to Vayomer. We subscribe to everything that we just said, including we believe in Ani Hashem Elokech Moshe Otzei Yeshkem Eretz Mitzrayim. We believe in the mitzvah of tzitzis. We believe in the mitzvah of tchelas. We believe in everything that we said. We plan to observe everything that we said. Yeah, so that's the shaila. If Emes V'yatziv goes back on everything, so you should really have to say all the three parshiyos again in order to be able to say Emes V'yatziv.
Oh, that
Advar Ma'ayin. Hmm?
Just
Hadover
Hazeh.
Yeah, Advar Ma'ayin. Advar Ma'ayin. I don't know. Hadover Hazeh Aleinu Li'anavot. That's a good kasha. If he refers back to us, so what does mean Hadover Hazeh? I don't know. That's not a good question. Hadover Hazeh, Oleinu Li'on Avod. I don't know. That's what Tosfos says. Emes V'yatziv goes back on Hadover Hazeh. That's the Pasha Pshat. So why does the Taka say Hadover Hazeh? I don't know. Why doesn't it say Hadvar Ma'elu? I don't know. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's a double Pasha, that you, when you said Kriya Shema before, now you're saying Birchas Kriya Shema after having missed the Zman Kriya Shema. Well, let's say he didn't say Kriya Shema before. Either he did say, or he didn't say, whatever the story is, when he says the Birchas Kriya Shema later, he thought it's a double Pasha that you have to say the Kriya Shema in the middle. And that the Mishnah was raising an objection and answering it. The objection being, you can only recite Berachos Kriya Shema in conjunction with Parshios of Kriya Shema. So Bishlema, if you're reciting the three Parshios of Shema, Bizman Kriya Shema, so that has a Chaloshen Kriyas Parshios Shel Shema. So you're saying Kriya Shema in Berachos Seho. But Akar Mikan V'yelach, he missed the Sozman Kriya Shema. So you're reciting in three Parshios like being Mava Sedrin. So you're saying Parshios Shmini. So what's the maila? What's the yichus that it has? So how, what gives you the right to recite the Birchas Kriya Shema? Birchas Kriya Shema have to be recited in conjunction with the Kriya Shema to spell out the themes that are contained with each one of the three, within each one of the three parshios. So that's where the Mishnah tells me, no, that's okay. Akori mekan v'yelach lahipsid habracha. You don't lose out on reciting the brachas because the reciting of the Shema has a chaloshen. It is considered. It's not like being Mavis said, we're learning Parsha Shmini. It's not something like learning Daf Yomi or learning the Mishnah Yomis. No. Kodem HaKori BaTorah, it does constitute a Haloshem of Kriya Shema. You're not Yotzi with it because it's after the Zman Kima. You're not Yotzi. But reciting the Parshias constitutes a Kiyam of Kriya Shema, and therefore that enables you to recite the Birchas Kriya Shema. That's how the Gemara interpreted Lohipsid HaBrachas. Why is Lipsed Abrachas? Because the reciting of the Parsha has been Komo. Kodem HaKor BaTorah has a Chaloshen Kriya Shema, even though you missed the Zman. That's how he thought was the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Otherwise, how do you read? Otherwise, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says Lipsed Abrachas, but it says Kodem HaKor BaTorah. Lipsed Abrachas, Kodem HaKor BaTorah. The Rabbeinu Yoina quotes a wild interpretation. The question, has it fit in with the Gemara? Rabbeinu Yoina refers you to a whole din in Masechas Gittin, Perek HaNezakim. The Gemara has a din that Dvarim Shebet, the Gemara learns up in the Pasuk and the other Parshas Kisisa. Ksav l'chas ha-dvarim ha-ele, ki al-pi ha-dvarim ha-ele, k'rati yit chabris v'es yisrael. The Gemara says, Ksav l'chas ha-dvarim ha-ele, you should only write the Torah she-bichsav. Because ha-dvarim ha-ele is a miyut. And al-pi ha-dvarim ha-ele, refers to the Torah, Alpi is Torah Shabbat. Alpi Advarim Ha'ele Karati Yit Chabris Ves Yisrael. Eik increases bris with Bnei Yisrael was on the Torah Shabbat. Alpi Advarim Ha'ele Karati Yit Chabris goes on Alpi Advarim Ha'ele. And Alpi Advarim Ha'ele is also on the Yud that only Torah Shabbat may be recited Balpe. Torah Shabbat, you're not allowed to recite Balpe. So the Gemara learns out these two dinim from this post. You're not permitted to teach Torah Shabbat. Balpeh, you're not allowed to teach Torah Shabbalpeh mitoch haksav. Dvarim shebichsav yata rasha liyom in alpeh, and dvarim shebalpeh yata rasha liyom in miksav. That's what Gemara learns after miksav. So Tosfos b'kama mekaymus raises the question, how do we recite Kriya Shema by heart? Kriya Shema is dvarim shebichsav, and it's also liyom in alpeh. So Tosfos has different terutz. Different mesichtes, they give different terutz. So the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, and the Shulchan Aruch raises the question. So the Vilna Gaon writes, he thinks that the best teretz of all of the terutzim given by the Rishonim is that the only time we have a din, Dvarim Shebichsav, Yatav Hashem Liyom HaNapez, Kedei Lehotzei Acherim Midei Chayvasim, the Baal Koruh who's learning the Megillah, the Baal Koruh who's learning Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Maftir, who's saying Maftir, Pimoitzei Acherim Midei Chayvasim, has to learn Mitoch HaKsav. But if a person is saying Ashrei to himself, he's saying Kriya Shema to himself is not being Motzi Achem Dechavosam, so the whole rule doesn't apply. And the same thing is when you get to Dvarim Shebalpeh Yatav Hashem Liyom HaBiksav. The Rambam writes in the Hagdama to the Pirush HaMishnah, the Hagdama to the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes in the Hagdama to the Mishnah Torah that in every generation they used to keep Megillah Storim. The Gemara in the first paragraph in Shabbos refers to Matzas and Megillah Storim. They used to have private notes. When they heard a Shias, they used to write private notes. So what does it mean, Dvarim Shebalpeh? You're not allowed to write that. I mean, no, you're not allowed to teach in public from a text like we. We give a shiur, so we learn inside. So we learn Gemara inside, we learn Mishnah, so we learn Shulchan Aruch. So we're teaching Torah Shebalpeh, Mitoch HaKsav. So the Gemara says they found it necessary to permit this Yisr. The alternative would have been that the whole Torah would have been forgotten. Okay, so that's a question. What kind of business is that? How do you understand that?
Just like
it means that today we're not in violation.
Right.
Today we're not in violation.
Just like the other way around, just like Kareem, the Kareem means done by the city, that's the place whole passion to play.
Okay. But in the days of the Gemara, in the days when they used to learn Mishnayos, they used to have it written on cloth also. Maybe today we're not violating.
We shouldn't, or so now would be, can the Eis Lassos be over? I mean, can we say that the Eis no longer applies and we can no longer rely on a Kula? Or would we say Eis Lassos is law of Vayet? So the question is, today, can the Gemara be applied?
That's a machlokes in Achrayim. Some of the Gedolei Achrayim held that the Isser still applies. You're not allowed to learn Torah Shebal Peh Mitoch Aksav. And only had to read Hefer Torasech because in Slas Lashem you're only allowed to do it Lishma. And if a person, let's say, person is going to publish a Sefer because he wants to get a good Shidduch, so he wants everybody to know what a big Talmud Chacham he is. The guy from Yeshiva, I remember years ago, a guy from Yeshiva he wanted to marry the Rebbe's daughter in the Bronx. He thought the Rebbe knew how to learn. It's mistake number one. So he thought he was going to put out a safe and the Rebbe is going to see what a big Talmud Chacham is. He was a Baal Tshuva. His parents were not religious. The Rebbe is not going to let his daughter marry this Baal Tshuva from YU. So he put out a safer and he was so disappointed. The Rebbe didn't let him even look at his daughter. There was nothing to discuss. So the Achrayim talked about that. Is it permissible to print such a safer? Because Eis Las and Slas Shem, Hefer Tosech, is if you're doing it Lishma. If you're doing it Shalom Lishma. So many poskim say there's no heter to write down Dvarm Shebal Peh. Let's say people give a Dvar Torah into the Yitzchak. So what motivates them to write the Dvar Torah? They want to share the Torah with the public, so that's Neshem Shemayim. But if they want everybody to see what a big goyim they are, they want to get a job in the yeshiva, they want Dr. Lamb to see what they have to say. If what motivates a person to write a sefer is because of his own paneas, so then some poskim say that that's an isna. The heter only is if it's lishma. Avera lishma. The Gemara talks about avera lishma. So some of the poskim hold halacha that the heter to write down Torah Shebal Peh is because it's avera lishma, and it's that's the heter. And if you don't do the Shema, there's no head. No, they say no, once they lifted the Yisus, so there's no more risk. Everything is mut and shut.
But even within the Shita that says that once they lifted the Yisus, there's no more Yisus, would that only be Bisman that there's no other option? Today there's the option to print it rather than to write it. Mm. So according to that, we say that yes, it's was finished at the time before printing, and they could even write a sefer to impress people.
Meanwhile,
we can't write one down at all.
I mean, you're only a violation if you write it in a similar fashion to a sefer Torah.
Right, and that today we can, and that since we have an option today, should it be also for us to do that?
That's the question. What's the nature of the
Yisra? Like the Torah, people write on the walls and in the Hasidic Shtiblach. You see, they have Bidum Torah with Sir Torah and Klav.
That
might be also.
That might be also because
it's Torah Shebal Peh. There are Tanur Rabbanim, Bita Maktoros, Ketzad, Baklav, and Sirtur,
I thought it's also because of the Parshas Haktoros.
Because it's Parshas Parshios?
Yeah.
So both could be awesome.
Okay.
The entire thing could be awesome.
Double Isa.
That's your favorite Chasim Sofer yesterday, the Chasim Noki Balacha.
Okay. Now, so this is a big question. What's the nature of this din? Barm Shem Bechsav Yatar Shalem Haktor. The Mishnah Nun Dalad Amin Aleph quotes that pasuk Eis Lassos Lashem Efer Torasech. It's in Tehillim, chapter Kuf Yud Tes. Rashi writes the last Rashi on the Mishnah, all the way towards the bottom of Nun Dalad Amin Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Rashi writes, whenever you have Eis Lassos Lashem, you're permitted to do Dovah Hanira Osa. You're permitted to do something that appears to be an Issa. So from Rashi, you get the impression that Eis Las Lashem Hefer Torasech doesn't mean Haber Lishma. No, you're not. Haber Lishma is a different thing. That's a different Gemara. That's when you're actually doing it Haber Lishma. Esther Amalka was an Eshes Isha Zinso. She was Nibala to the guy. But that's for the sake of Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. So this is Haber Lishma. But this is Dava Hanire Isur. Rashi sounds like he's understanding that all of the things that we allow because of Eis Las Lashem, a fair interesech, we do things that are just a marasayim of an issa, but it's not really an issa. The Gemara says that writing down the heter to write down the Torah Shebal Peh was based on Eis Las Lashem. So according to Rashi, it's also only a dovah hanira issa. It's not actually an issa. So what exactly is the issa? What is the issur of going shebichsav yatra shal yom and apeh? Ram shebapeh yatra shal yom and mitzav. So that's a question. The Yom Navi was a heta bamas, yeah. Was a heta bam, that was an actual issur. Why the Gemara says eslas nashem? Right. The Gemara quotes that pasuk. Don't remember. Eliyahu HaNavi Bahar HaKarmel was outright Yisr. Absolutely Yisr. At the bomb is Peshat HaMikra. That's a real Yisr. Have to look in the Gemara. Where the Gemara in Sanhedrin pay tests on the base. They quote their Pasuk. It's Las Lashem. Okay.
Can we also say for based on the Gemara in Sota, the primary drush on the Pasuk, Davka has to be in the Kabbalah. The Eslas Las Lashem, Keferu Sarasecha, Davka to that because the Torah is being forgotten, therefore we can be.
We have to do something.
The Torah, all of the things in that, so the Sifra Daftarta and writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, all those have to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or the Isra of writing Torah or the Chiyuv of writing Torah. Davka Nifiru Sarasecha. That it's not just any Shas of the Chag. But that it's davka something related to Torah, to the mitzvah of keeping the Torah alive.
Uh-huh. Well, here
I mean, you know, Akasha with the last chapter of Brachos about Shol B'Shem.
Right. Here the Mishnah has it by Shev B'Shalom B'Shem.
Is that the only other case? If it's the only other case, we could fight a Teretz for it, maybe.
Don't know.
I think
Eliyahu
was the last
Shor. Eliyahu HaNavi B'Har HaKarmel. Yeah. Yomar says, was Har Yeah, but the question is, does the Gemara quote that pasuk against last Hashem Eferet Torah Secha? So then the pasuk means Harasha? I don't know. Rashi sounds like he says only Dovah Hanira Issa. It's only something that looks like it's in Issa. So according to Rashi, what was the story by writing down the Torah Shebal Peh? That the Gemara says it's last Hashem Eferet Torah Secha? So perhaps what Rashi holds is that Sov l'chaz ha'advarim ha'ele ki'api ha'advarim ha'ele. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants that we should have a Torah Shebichsav and a Torah Shebal Peh, and they shouldn't be confused. We should know that this is Torah Shebichsav and this is Torah Shebal Peh, and that's why we don't want to write down the Torah Shebichsav Peh. We don't want to recite the Torah Shebichsav Bal Peh, so that we shouldn't lose our awareness of what's Torah Shebichsav and what's Torah Shebal Peh. But basically, when they wrote it down, so everybody knows this has no truck and it has no nekudas, and everybody knows that it has Rashi and Taisus on the side and it has that. But we know that this is Torah Shabbat Peh. You look in the Tanakh, you look inside the sefer, you can tell this is Torah Shabbat Chsav and this is Torah Shabbat Peh. We print them differently, we know that they're two different things. So maybe Rashi holds that's why it's only a Dovah Hanira Issa. It's not really an Issa. The Issa would have been if we would have printed a Gemara with the truck and with the nekudas and it would look like, it would make it look like Torah Shebichsav, that would be an Issa. Maybe that's what Rashi means to say. Other Rishonim say differently. Other Rishonim are the Yireim holds that there was no Issa at all. The Yireim holds that there never was an Issa. Dvarm Shebal Peh, Hiyata Rasha Liyom Bichsav. He says that the din, it's a din of Mesiras HaTorah. The Torah should be transmitted to the next generation, the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Ma'amin Hasina was to serve as a dogma, how to transmit Torah to the next generation. So the Rosh Hashanah told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you the Torah Shebichsav. I want to give it to you, Mitoch HaKsav. I want to give you Torah Shebal Peh, Bal Peh, and I want you to transmit it in the same fashion. So if you're going to write down the Torah Shebal Peh, or you're going to recite the Torah Shebichsav, Bal Peh, it won't be in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah, Bishlei Musa, of Mesiras HaTorah in the proper fashion. But there's still the answer. It's not that you won't be over any Avera. It's not that you're over an Avera. You're not becoming the mitzvah Bishlei Musa of Mesiras HaTorah midor ledor. You're supposed to transmit it the same way that you got it. But if you see that if you're going to be such a stickler, you're going to be so stand on ceremonies, you're going to insist on transmitting the Torah exactly the same way, so the whole Torah will be forgotten. Big chunks will be forgotten. So the Gemara says, it's Las Hashem. It's better to fulfill the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah in a fashion of Shalom Bishlei Musa, but preserving all of the Torah Shebal Peh, rather than to insist on fulfilling the mitzvah of Mesiras HaTorah Shebal Peh Bishlei Musa and losing chunks. That's how the Reim holds that there never was an Issa. Even though the Gemara says, Yatav Asher Liyamin Bechsav, Yatav Asher Liyamin Alpeh, not allowed to, you're not allowed to. He says it does mean that you're not allowed to. It just means that it's not the complete fulfillment of the mitzvah Mesiras HaTer. And others talk learn that it is an Issa. Other Mishanim hold that there is an Issa. There's an Issa to teach Torah Sheval Peh, Yitur HaKsav, and there's an Issa. It's an issa to teach Torah Bichsav Bal Peh. So that's what Tosis raised the question. Tosis assumes that there's really an issa. That's not you're not becoming the mitzvah bishlemus. Tosis holds that there's really an issa. So the issa, how do you say Asher Bal Peh? How do you say Kriya Shema Bal Peh? So the Vilna Goyen in his Bir Agroh and on the Horus on the side of the Gemara, he thinks that the best answer that's given by all the Rishonim is the answer that it only applies Lahotzi Acher Medechay Bosim. The Balkari who's learning Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah, the Maftir, one is learning L'Hotzei Achem Dechavosim, has to learn Yitur HaKzav. The one who gives a shiur in Torah Shabbal Peh shouldn't give a shiur in Yitur HaKzav. But if one is writing private notes, they always had Megillah Stor. That's how the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. They always took private notes. That wasn't an Issa. And to say Psukim Bal Peh doesn't pose an Issa at all. You're allowed to say Tanakh Bal Peh. Just L'Hotzei Achem Dechavosim not. It's a din also, it's a din of Mesiras HaTorah. It's a din. Mesiras HaTorah, midor l'dor, should be done in the same way it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu initially. Torah Shebichsav was given Bichsav. Torah Shebalpeh was intended that it should be given and transmitted Balpeh. So he holds that there's Bechlal. The only God holds Bechlal, there's no problem. How can you say Kriya Shema Balpeh? How can you say Ashrei Yoz Yoshe Balpeh? No problem. There never was a problem from day number one. You don't need Eis Lassel for that. The problem only was Lehotzi Acher Medechai Vosem. But other Balei HaTosfos held answer. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yoina on this Mishnah, on Tesam and Beis, Rabbeinu Yoina quotes some of the Rishonim to say that there's a problem of reciting Kriya Shema Bal Peh, and the solution to the problem is whenever the Torah singles out a special parsha, like Kriya Shema, like Mikra Bikurim, like Vidui Maisa, and it says you have to recite this, so it's understood in the Chumash that that's an exception to the rule. To recite Parsha Shmini Bal Peh, you don't have any pasuk that says that's an exception to the rule. But to recite Kriya Shema, the Torah says you have to recite it. So you mean to say every time you want to recite Kriya Shema, B'shach B'chov Kamecha, you have to have a Sefer Torah. That's not reasonable. That cannot be what the pasuk implies. So the simple reading of the pasuk is Mashma, that Parsha Shema is an exception to the rule, that you're allowed to say it Bal Peh for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah. So that's where the Mishnah raises a question. Akarmikan v'yelech, is he allowed to say, he's going to say the parshas of Shema in the middle of the Psukei. He's going to say the parshas of Shema in the middle of the Birchas Kriya Shema. Otherwise, he also assumes he can't recite the Birchas Kriya Shema. You have to say, Emes v'yatzim enoch anakayim adover hazeh. Adover hazeh, you have to say the parshas of Shema. So the Shai is, but you're saying the parshas of Shema, shelo b'shas Kriya Shema, so maybe there's no hetter to say about that. So that's where the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes a pshat, Akarmikan v'yelech lo hipsid, that the Parsha Shema was exempted from the prohibition, you're always allowed to say it Bal Peh, even at a time that you're not being Yotze Kriya Shema, even if you're not being Yotze Dechavos, even after the Zman Kriya Shema Zap, HaKar Mekam V'Yelech, is still permitted to say Kriya Shema Bal Peh, because this Parsha was exempted from the prohibition. So he also, this Rabbeinu Yonah, also seems to be learning La Rav Soloveitchik. The premise of the Mishnah is you cannot recite the Birchas Kriya Shema unless you say the Kriya Shema in the middle. Maybe because the whole purpose of the Birchas Kriya Shema is to spell out the themes of the three parshas. Maybe because it's Emes V'yatz Menoch HaKayim Adova HaZeh, so how can you say Adova HaZeh if you don't say the parshas? Whatever the Hezber is, he seems to be assuming you cannot recite Birchas Kriya Shema without saying Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah allows you to recite Kriya Shema Bal Peh. Akarmikan v'yelech lo hipsed abrochas, you're permitted to say the brachas even though you're saying the Shema Bal Peh. That's okay. Kodem akarei b'tor. These parshas of Shema were exempted from the prohibition of Dvarim Shebichzav v'yatav Hashem liyom min al peh. You're allowed to say the parshas Bal Peh even not at the time.
Kodem akarei b'tor, it's awesome to be akarei b'tor, the words doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit into the words. Yeah. Very doichik. How does he fit it into the words? I don't know. That's what Rabbeinu Yoni quotes such a pshat. Rabbeinu Shlomo min Ahor. That's how he reads the Mishnah. That the Parsha Shema were exempted from the prohibition. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So what's tomorrow again? Tomorrow we should do Chumash at 9:15. Okay. 9:15. Dr. Lim is giving a yahrzeit shiur. So if it's gone as yahrzeit, how about 11? Let's get it.